quote a major machlokes of Yehuda Reb Shimon where the Sendigit is katsoi. What's the case where the Sendigit is katsoi? Let's say if you have 18 avana b'yocha, that's muktzah l'chaladeh. The Gemara says Reb Shimon doesn't hold for muktzah. What do you mean? 18 avana b'yocha is not muktzah? Of course it's muktzah. So let's say if you have 18 avana b'yocha, and a nachri comes on Shabbos and he makes it into a table, or he takes the sand and he makes it into a glass container. You're going to say that there's a machlokes where the Sanhedrin is katsoid and the Hashmashik is katsoid, fully, or not? Shimon also agrees, probably, that you do Sanhedrin is katsoid over there. Shimon agrees that Eitz Mavon of the offer is Mukse. He only argues with Rav Yehuda by Mukse the Oichel and the Kehlem. He says that Oichel and the Kehlem are always Mukhan Me'aleyem, or do you need Achanas Agavra? So that's why he argues, Rav Shimon argues with Rav Yehuda by Nigris Katsoi, by Yochum and Kehlem. But if you have, let's say, Eitz Mavon of the offer, and an offer comes and he makes a glass out of it, he makes a table out of it in the middle of Shabbos, Rav Shimon will also agree that you say Nigris Katsoi, then Ashmashis is Katsoi, the Goyan. So what's the machloikas Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda by Yochum and Kehlem? So Rav Shimon, she taught the whole that you don't need Achanas Agavra, he says Mucham Eilo, so then he holds that you don't say Nigris Katsoi, it's Mucham Eilo, Babu Liachazman. That's Moshe Shemesh, the Nevesh, the Cairo, you're talking about Muktan the Shemen, Shemen is Ochlem, and Muktan the container, the Kli, is the Kli. So Ochlem and Kerem Amuchan the Aleihem. But over here, it becomes Bosses of Dabah Hasur, Kogman, and Nevesh, and Nevesh, and Bosses. So do you say, Nigelis Kasai, since the Ochlem, and since the Shemen is the Ochlem, and the Kli, and there is the Kli, was Muktan the Nashmash, and you say, Nigelis Kasai, or not? But Shimon says, no, it's Mukha Me'el of Abu Le'achazman. But if you have Kos Kairav Ashosh, this is Mighty Rav Shimon. After you say over there, it's Mukha Na Abu Le'achazman, it doesn't appear that there is going to be any foreseeable Le'achazman. So Mighty Rav Shimon. Then the Gemara has the Shaila, what about Michael Behema? Michael Behema is not Mukta, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. So what if you have Behema Shemesa, an animal dies in the middle of Shabbos? So the Gemara says later, the Gemara says in the first half in Beitah, that Beitah and Beitah, the Gemara says later in Masechah Shabbos, then the Chatzkan is Azeel and the Pnei HaKlovim, it says it tells us on Daf Kufnun Vav and the Beitah. The Chatzkan is Azeel and the Pnei HaKlovim is the Machlekes Rav Yehuda Reb Shimon. Why is it Machlekes Rav Yehuda Reb Shimon? We're talking about the Hamish and Isnabla Be'emtah Shabbos. The animal died in the middle of Shabbos. So in the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't, it was Oichel, yeah, Behema is Oichel, because it lends itself to Shechita, but you can't shechit it in the beginning of Shabbos. Everybody agrees that the animal is Muktzeh Kol Zman that it's alive. The Shaila is, do you say, if the animal drops dead in the middle of Shabbos, and now it's Oimid Lachilas Behema, do you say that it should be Muktzeh now or not? So point of Abiyud, you say Migiris Katsoi. Point of Shimon, you don't say Migiris Katsoi. Why not? Because you say the animal, even while it is alive, has a shame oichel. And it's Mukha Me'el of Abu Liach Azman. So the Gemara had a machlekes on our daf. Is that only on daf Memheim and Beis that we learned yesterday? Gemara had a machlekes on Marayim. Is that only if the Behema was a Behema that was sick? Behema was a Mitzukenes. Me'er of Shabbos or Me'er of Yom Tov. Let's say Erev Shabbos. But let's say the Behema was a Behema Bria. Maybe I should say Moed Reb Shimon, the Balechai Bria, and Shemesh, the Behemtar Shabbos, that that's why Kos Karev Ashosh. And that was a Machlokes Amaron. We really didn't understand well that the Yeshua, and they said, why shouldn't it be exactly the same as Kos Karev Ashosh? Balechai Bria, says it says that maybe a Cheresh of the Kotel is done a Shech. A difficult story. Maybe all living animals can drop dead at any second. That's a problematic one. We assume that Rav Shimon is not Maida, the Balei Chaim Bria. We assume Cholokai Rav Shimon Afilu the Balei Chaim Bria. It is not the same as Kos Karev Ashosh. So that's a little bit sticky. Why? What is the Machlokes? And how come we don't accept that opinion? The Maida Rav Shimon Balei Chaim Bria. Yesterday we discussed also the line in the Tosefta and Sukkah. It's quoted on Memhei Amud Aleph. That the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvosoi, also the stafik behem, ad nosoi yontef achon shochat. It's hooked to the mitzvosoi till after Shmini Atzeres is over. So bein hashmashes of Shmini Atzeres, we understand it's hooked to the mitzvosoi. But balayla, when it's badai layla of Shmini Atzeres, that's for sure not this mara mitzvah. So why should it be hooked to the mitzvosoi balayla? You can't say that that's the Zman Mitzvah. The Zman Mitzvah is up for sure in the middle of the day. By the Lulav and the Esther, the Nazat, they can say, even though I only plan to use it by davening, by Hallel, and by Hoshainas, I don't plan to hold the Lulav all day long. You could say, took to the Mitzvah till the end of the day, because that's the Zman Mitzvah. Maybe I will decide to hold it all day long. Maybe someone else will want to use it. So I say, took. You can say it's the Zman Mitzvah. You can say it's took to the Mitzvah all day long, not necessarily based on the Mitzvah. You can say that that's the Zman Mitzvah. But over here, we were discussing yesterday, over here, once it comes Vaday Laila of Leil Shmini Atzeres, so for sure it's not the Zman Mitzvah. How come it says in the Braisa that it remains Muktzeh till Matzah Yantav HaShachat? So Taisa says that's clearly based on Migadis Katzoy. Okay, that you have no prayer. Everybody has to say. You can't pull in a Ramban and say over here that it remains Muktzeh till Mitzvah till Matzah Yantav HaShachat because it's still the Zman Mitzvah. It's Varei not the Zman Mitzvah. After the Dinas Mashab, not a Varei not. So Migadis Katzoy isn't that a Machlekes of Shimon and Rav Yudah? So the Rabbeinu Tam learned yesterday, that's because the Rabbeinu Tam says that even though the Gemara says that this Tosefta even goes on the Rav Shimon, but this line in the Tosefta for sure is like Rav Shimon, because the Tosefta says it's hooked to the Mitzvah. Also the topic, Mehem Rat Mitzvah and Tavach Meshachat. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that's correct. That line for sure is against Rav Shimon. So the Ramban and Adav, Reuben pointed out, the Ramban and Adav says, along the lines of the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's hooked to the mitzvah ad matzoy yontav after shalchag is based on migidis katzoy. Lachar can't be based on saying that this is the Zman Mitzvah. Zman Mitzvah is up. He agrees with the Rabbi Natan, but then he takes issue with the Rabbi Natan. He says this should be like post Tara Vashoshi. Nothing is going to change over here. Nothing is going to change over here. So here, even Rav Shimon, should Rav Shimon agree over here that you should say Migadis Katzoy the Deir Hashmash, he says Katzoy the Kuliyay Manah? Just a minute. Just a minute. What if you have a bottle of wine hanging on the sack? So the bottle of wine, Deir Hashmash is of Shmini Atzeres. I know that for sure I can't use the bottle of wine. Let's say you light candles. I know Deir Hashmash is. The candles are not going to burn for 24 hours. I know the candles are going to go out in 4 hours. I know every time the flame goes out, there's always leftover shemen. So Rav Shimon holds that it's muchan me'elo bein hashmashes abu le'ach hazman. So what's over here? I know for sure that the one is going to come leil yontif, but it's going to be vaday laila of Shemini Atzeres. For sure the mitzvah is going to be up. The mitzvah is going to be finished by laila. So why shouldn't this be the same as the Moshe Shemesh in there? Why is this the same as post Karev Ashoshes? Gotta look in the Ramban. Okay, gotta look in the Ramban. It's a Shaila. Sometimes Rav Shimon says Migdus Katzoy, sometimes not. We don't fully understand why sometimes he doesn't say it. By the Baal Chaim Brim, we don't fully understand. You have to figure out what's exactly the Machlokes here, the Rabbi, the Tam and the Ramban. They both say, also this topic, Mehem Mad Matzoy Yon Tarach HaShalchad, is based on Migdus Katzoy, but they have a discussion, maybe this should be like Kos Karev Ashoshes. Why should that be so? Okay. So we gotta figure that out.
Well, he doesn't
want
to make
him out
until
Shavuot.
So
he wants
to make it
most of
the next day. He has to
come up with another reason. So that's what Taisus came up with in Sukkah Daf Yud. Long Taisus, Yud of the Beit. When Taisus disagrees with Rashi, in the end of Sukkah and then Vav, he still looks to mock himself against Shavuot. And the report explains in Sukkah Daf Yud where Rashi got it from. Rashi got it from the Gemara and Beit. So Taisus thought the Gemara and Beit contradicts Rashi. And Martha is now the Bezel. Shabbos is Yom Tov, Smuch and Zel Azeh. So the Beitah should know that the first day is also to eat on the second day. So the Gemara says, Bishleim, if you hold Kedusha Akas. So you understand? It's one Hemshech has Kedusha. So whatever is Muktzah on the first day, is Muktzah until the end of the Zman. The end of the Zman is 48 hours later.
This is more than Mitzvah
by Muktzah. The Taisha says, right, that Rashi understood what the Gemara says there. The reason why no the bazaar, Surah Bazaar, is because Achana the Rabbah. So Rashi learns that's what it means. Achana the Rabbah determines what he holds from Lux to Machbasov Yom Shoava. If you hold from Achana the Rabbah, then you hold from Lux to Machbasov Yom Shoava. Because Achana the Rabbah means that Yidik Achana the Bolyot. So there was no, it was Muktzah, the last second of Erev, Shabbat Erev, Yom Shoava, it was Muktzah. The first second and the next day was not Muktzah. But The last second of the previous day was Mukta. The Rashi learns that's what the Gemara means in the first parak in Beis. Whoever holds like a Hana the Rabbah holds that it has to be Mukhan Mibod Yom, the last second Mibod Yom. Here it wasn't Mukhan Mibod Yom, it was Mukta the whole first day. The first second of the next day was not Mukta. So since we pass on a Hana the Rabbah, that's what led Rashi to declare that there is a Din of Mukta not to suffer Yom Shalom. But there are cases disagreed with Rashi. They hold that that's not correct. The Din of Nigadis Katsoi means whatever was Mukta the first second of today, not whatever was Mukta the last second before Yom Shalom began. Whatever is mukta the first second of the day, the tchilas ayam is chaver for the whole day. The tzitzos in general, you never say mukta machas al yam shava, except for mokam mitzvah. So the achronim explain why, so there's a new mitzvah. Right? There's a new mitzvah of topic that writes of the
chodim. You think the Ramban wouldn't accept that extension? If the Ramban disagreed with Rashi in the Gemara, even by mukta machas, so he has to come, if he across the board says you don't think you
so what does he do with this stuff?
He has to come on to another reason of
Post Karavash Shoshis is a detail within Migadus Katsoi. But sometimes Rav Shimon agrees that there is a din of Migadus Katsoi, sometimes not. In Eitz Ma'abana we offer Rav Shimon also agrees that you said Migadus Katsoi. He agrees that Eitz Ma'abana we offer a Mukta, he only argues Yesh Mukta, Mukta Barakon
Lo Bekeli. Right, but what is the position? Ramban saying it's not sufficient to say Migadus Katsoi because it's Asr now, because he holds even by Mukta Machas Mitzvah, Migadus Katsoi Machas Mitzvah is not good. But therefore, the only reason it's not good is because Post Karavash Asher.
Post Karavash Asher also says on Migadus
Katsoi. But it's another reason why Migadus Katsoi is not good. It's not the same as Mukta Machas. If you hold Migadus Katsoi Machas Mitzvah, you don't need Post Karavash Asher.
If you offer Migadus Katsoi Machmas Sofis Kityam Sha'avar, you still need those Karavash Ashes, because Migadus Katsoi is only Aliba the Rav Yudah, Aliba Rav Shimon does not need the Migadus Katsoi Va'ofi for the Kedah. But why should you say here by the bottle of wine at Kirkland? Why should you say Migadus Katsoi? The answer is you want to say, no, this is like those Karavash Ashes. Even Rav Shimon will agree that you do say Migadus Katsoi. But if you're going to tell me that he doesn't hold Mukhs Machmas Sofis Kityam Sha'avar, even the Nitzvah, the Post Karavash Asher doesn't help. Okay. Post Karavash Asher is only a prat within the topic of Migadus Katsoi. When does Rav Shimon agree that there is a din of Migadus Katsoi? There's a big category where Rav Shimon agrees Migadus Katsoi. By Eitz Ma'abana the offer. For sure he agrees Migadus Katsoi. The only time he argues with the Rav Yudah that he says Migadus Katsoi is by Yochum and Kalim, because Rav Shimon holds that it's Mukham Le'elov, so it can be Mukham Le'elov Abu Le'achaz now. But by Eitz Ma'abana Yofar, that's Mukta Mamish. Everybody agrees to that. Mukta Mamish Gufay. Everybody agrees that he was saying Migadus Katsoi there. So we learned the Gemara in Mem Hayam and Beis. The Gemara has. There is a machlokes hamorayim, not a paskin. There is a machlokes hatanayim, Rav Shimon and Rav Yudah. And they argued on quite a few cases. They argue by chitim loyta, tamiliyisk, and so on. Is it mukta or not? By Yochlan Mekelim. Then they argue with they say migdis katoi, by Yochlan Mekelim. Then they argue with they say mukta machmas miyus, by Kelim. Mukta machmas miyus, by Kelim. Then they argue mukta machmas iser. Mukta Machmas Iser is the Redin. If it's Rogue Malach Dali Iser, then Tyson says that it's only a Flesh Malach Dali Iser. Ben Rabbira, Ben Rab Shimon, everybody agrees that you're not allowed to be Metalphalan unless it's Sarafu for the Sarafu Kana. So that's by Shaykh, that it's Rogue Malach Dali Iser. Most of the Ishtamsis of the Shaykh is the most Shaykh with it, that's an Iser. And it has a Dinus Malach Dali on the Hefter that you can draw water with it. You can hold the Shaykh and use it as a container. But by Hatzaytzer, that is straight, it's not twisted, so it's called Malach Taliyisr. So called Malach Taliyisr is a Machlech Zabir Reb Shimon, whether it becomes Mukta. The original case in the Gemara, called Malach Taliyisr, was which case? Which case was that? That's by the Hatzaytzer. It's called Malach Taliyisr. Yeah. So now the Gemara has the Machlech Samarayim, Hashid Yipat. So Rabbi Yechanan, the first we said, Rabbi Babahani came from Eretz and said the name Rabbi Yechon, Omru Halachic Rabbi Shimon. So we weren't too sure what that statement meant. Rabbi Babahani made a statement that he left. So we thought that he said that Rabbi Yechon says the din is like Rabbi Shimon. Then they finally came to the realization that's probably not what he meant. Rabbi Yechon meant to say, Amru, many say the din is like Rabbi Shimon, but I don't agree. He didn't finish the sentence. I don't agree. I hold the din is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tosafot on the bottom says, what do you mean he holds the din is like Rabbi Yehuda? But the Gemara says, four lines from the bottom, Rabbi Yechon and Amru, Anu Elanu Elat in Ner Ki Rabbi Shimon. We pass like Rabbi Shimon by Ner. So he says the din is like Rabbi Shimon by Ner. So what do you say the din is like Rabbi Yehuda by Ner? The Tosafot explains, obviously, that there were different parts to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, by the most Hashem Shebenair, that you don't say Nigiris Tatsoi. So that Rabbi Yechanan holds, with all due respect to the holy town of Rabbi Shimon by Choy, he doesn't agree. He holds that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. But by a Nair, Yashon, a Nair Shalcheris Yashon, by Muktamach Masmiris, that's what he's saying, halacha to Rabbi Shimon. That Muktamach Masmiris, he doesn't hold them. The Nigiris Tatsoi does hold them. Okay. So that's what Taisus at any point at, the bottom Taisus points at, Rabbi Yechanan is making a compromise in the Tzak over here. And then Tosafot quotes from the Gemara is later in the end of the Sikhsa. The Gemara is making all kinds of compromises. Muktzal Achila like this, Muktzal Sikhsa like that, Nigar is Katsoi to hold some, and Chitin Loitza, Tamil Yisra, we would not, we would hold like Rav Shimon, but Nigar is Katsoi would hold some. There are compromises already in the stuff. Then the Gemara has a discussion here. The Tosafos on Mem Vav Amud Aleph quotes the Gemara Kamon Kuf Chav Gimel. The Gemara says on Kuf Chav Gimel, Hakol Moedim, Bein Rav Shimon, Bein Rav Yudim. Even the Rav Shimon usually holds that there's no Mukta Bekelim. The worst a Kli can ever become is a Kli Shemalach Tal Yisr, that you're not allowed to be Metalsalot, or the Tal Kuf Lutov and Kam Yulalach. Rav Yudim says, no, sometimes a Kli can become Mukta Mamish. Based on big addition. Unless the Kli is a boss of the Dabar Asa, Rav Shimon is Mike, okay, if it becomes a boss of the Dabar Asa, it's Mukta. But if it does become a boss, if you want to declare a Kli on its own as Mukta, a Rav Yehuda holds like that, that you have, if it's called Malachta, the Yisra, the Chaseis is going to be Mukta. And if it's Mukta Machmas Mius, it's a Kli, but everybody's going to throw it out in the garbage. People are not going to reuse it. Normal people are not going to use it. So Rav Shimon says that it's Mukta Me'elah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, since there's no Achanas Abayim, it's Mukta. So the Gemara says, Hakuf Kal Gimel, it is a Kli, that even Reb Shimon, Hakamayit means even Reb Shimon, who usually holds a Mukta Bekelim, let it become a Basis, but we're talking the Kli on its own, should become Mukta. So even Reb Shimon agrees to speak in Zaire and Mizore, even the Kapar, these are Kelim that are Meyuchat for weaving, some kind of weaving machinery. Even the Kapar Alayim, the Achid Lumachat. So the Gemara says, that's what we call Mukta Machmas concerning kids. But even Rav Shimon will agree that a Kli that's Malach Tovi Yisr, called Malach Tovi Yisr, like a Chatzaitra, to call Malach Tovi Yisr, to Malach Tovi Yisr, to Rav Shimon. Adaf Lamed Vav. The Rav Shimon holds that it's only Kli from Malach Tovi Yisr. Rav Yehuda holds that it's Mukta. But if it's not only called Malach Tovi Yisr, there's a Kteder. The fellow is Makbid, not to use it for anything else because it's a precision instrument and it may break. So that's what we call Mukta Machmas Kisar and Kis, but even Rav Shimon agrees that it becomes Mukta. So what does that mean? So we look in Hilcha Shabbos, we look in Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Samadlog, it was their Shabbos, Simen Reish Samadlog, so the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Machloekes Acharonim regarding the nature of this din. Is it that we pass like Rav Shimon, that there's no Mukta Bekelim? So is it that by Mukta Machmas Kisar and Kis, it's considered Mukta? Oh no! It's a prat within the din of Klisha Malach Tal Yisra. The din is still for Kalim, normal din of you're not allowed to carry a hammer, a screwdriver, a pen or a pencil, Klisha Malach Tal Yisra. And we treat a Chatzetz also like a Klisha Malach Tal Yisra, according to Reb Shimon. But if you have a stock in Shul Shchita, and on Shabbos you can't chef famous, so then we're machmer on the din of Tilku Kalim, and we say it doesn't even have a head to the Tzal Kufa or Tzal Kufa. Is that the verse? Basically, the prohibition of Tilku Kalim, but you threw in an added Kummer? Or do you say, no, Moedir Reb Shimon Hachal Moedir, Reb Shimon is Moedir to Reb Yudah, that in this case it becomes Mukta Mamash. What's an Afkamina? What's the difference? Would you say it's an Issa Tilku Kalim, which doesn't even have a head to the Tzal Kufa or Tzal Kufa? Or you say, no, it's Mukta Mamash. So the Achimina was that one should assume not like the Ramah. The Bira Agro and the Achrenim disagreed with the Ramah and said, Reish HaMavlov, as far as the din, if I'm carrying a Kalisha Malach Taliyista, let's say, I'm allowed to carry it. Or I was carrying it on Erev Shabbos and I didn't realize that it became Shabbos, the Ramah's case, and I'm still carrying it, I realize I gotta put it down. So the Ramah quotes in the Taisus, you don't have to rush to put it down. It's one long tilpul, so put it down wherever you want. You don't have to put it down the first available opportunity, the first second, you put it down wherever you want to. So the Ramah extended that even to Muktzah. The Ramah extended it two extensions. Extension number one even applies to Muktzah. The guy's carrying Muktzah in his hand, so he doesn't have to put it down right away. He can, once he's carrying it, he can put it to the other end of the house. He can't carry it in the street, so he's carrying the house. Then extension number two, the Ramah said it even applies when he's carrying the Issah. And the Taisus only showed for Nigimara and Kira earlier that he had a hesed tiltal on the Kalisha Malach to the Issah. He had a hesed to pick up the pen and the pencil because Tzach Tzulfa, Tzach Mekoyma, he left the hammer on the table and he's having guests coming over to eat. And how is he going to serve the meals with the hammer on the table? So he picks up the hammer, he has a hesed to. So once he picks it up, he doesn't have to drop it right away. He can take it all the way 10 rooms down to the end of the house and put it in the shed where it belongs. So the Taisus only said it, the original mocker, the Taisus got it from the Gemara, was only number one by Tilkel Kalim, Klisha Malach Lisa, not by Mukta. Number two, when the Tilkel was the hesed. So it's one long Tilkel, everything is the hesed. So the Ramok says it is two giant leaks. He says, number one, Achidush, it even applies to Muktzah, not only to Kalish Malach Alisa. Number two, it even applies if the Kilas HaTiltal was the Issa, because it doesn't make a difference. He's over the same Avera, whether he's going to handle a Muktzah by carrying it from room one to room two, or from room one to room ten. It's all in the same house, so what's the difference? That's the Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Zachraim, who disagreed. That those who disagree on the first, those who disagree on the second. So those that disagree on the first Chiddush, that the Ramah extended it to Muktzah also, so they say it's not correct, it's Kula, that it's one long Tiltal, and it doesn't compound the Issa, it doesn't make it worse, only applies to Tiltal Kalim, it doesn't apply to Tiltal Muktzah. So then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machloikas between the Derech HaChaim Siddur and the Vilna Gaon, I think, or Rabbi Kiveger, what's the status of Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. We call it Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. Is that the correct description? Hakol Moedim means even Rav Shimon agrees that in this case it is Muktzah. Would you say no? According to Rav Yudah it will be Muktzah. According to Rav Shimon it will be Moedim. Rav Yudah will have Mitaneh. He'll hold that it's a Chumrah within the din of Tiltal Kentron. And Akimina Mokhab, will you have a Heter of Tiltal Oruch? That you're allowed to be Mitalko first. If you should assume that that cool only applies to Kalisha Malach Talisa, it doesn't apply to Muktzah. So then Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machloket. So we learn Pashat Shad, we learn Hakam Raidim, that it becomes Muktzah Mamish. So why does it become Muktzah Mamish? The Gemara says, Kiv Nekapar Alayu, Miyachid Lehu, Mokam. What does that mean? That since on Shabbos, it's called Malach Talisa, and he's makbar not to use it for any other Hishtamshus. So therefore, Miyachid Lehu, Mokam. So it's a dover she'ein anita at all. So something that you don't move around at all is considered muktzah. Why should that be muktzah? So we gave two explanations. We learned the Gemara before. You had one Gemara, and then Gimel on the day, where the Gemara spoke about the divash that's in the kaveres. Gemara quoted a price about a kaveres she'yesh bo divash. So the Gemara says there's a certain amount of chalas vas, the two chalas vas that you leave there all winter long, that's the marshal for the dvorim. That's what the bees eat. They live on the honey. And you don't handle that. When do we say that Michael Behema is not muktzah? That if it's the Michael Behema that we have to serve to the Behemas. We're going to shovel it out and give it to the Behema to eat. But if we leave two chalas vash all winter long for the dvorim, and we never handle it. We just leave it there. We don't touch it at all. We don't move it around. So here the Gemara says, but that's considered muktzah. Something that has absolutely no tilkel whatsoever is considered muktzah. So we have such a Magen Avraham like that. Magen Avraham says if a painting falls down, that you have hanging on the wall, painting falls down. So you're not allowed to hang it back up, because since it's a double shame bowl, it wasn't a middle tilkel at all. If you have paintings on the wall, And every time guests come, you take it down and you show them the painting and hang it back up. So then the paintings or the photographs are not muktamah. This is kind of a painting or photograph. You leave it there all year long. You never move it. So then the Magen Avraham says that it becomes muktamah. So that's one way to explain this is. The Tosfos quotes from Daf Kuf Kav Gimel. That the Gemara says, by the Sichi Zaira Mizairi, Miyachid Uhu Makam, whenever you call they are Makam for it, so then, since it doesn't have any tiltal at all on Shabbos, on the weekdays it has tiltal, you handle it for the Hishtam Shishalisa, but on Shabbos, you absolutely don't plant it in the tiltal at all, so that makes it into Mux. Then he mentioned about Soveitch, he gave a different suggestion, I think. I seem to remember that he said that by the Gemara says on the first half in Kol HaKelim, they called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said Tikkun, all the Dinim there Rabbanan, and the Mukta was patterned after Dinim there, I said, which Dinim there, I said? The Gemara says patterned partially, not fully, after the Dinim there, I said, of Kabbalah Tumah. That the four categories that are the Kabbalah Tumah are the Mekel Mokhav Mashkin, and everything else in the world is not the Kabbalah Tumah. So everything else, why is not the Kabbalah Tumah? Because it's junk. Anything that has Chashivas is the Kabbalah Tumah. So everything else in the world, that's what we call in Hilchas Mukta Eitim Habana B'Yofa. Odom, Kelim, Ochlam, and Mashkim are the four things that are Mekabel Tumah, they have Chashivas, so those are not considered Mukta. So we pointed out a few times that the Dinim are not exactly 100% parallel, because the Odom is Mekabel Tumah, is only Yisrael, and Nachri is not Mekabel Tumah, but we're not going to say that Nachri is Mukta. And Kalim, there are certain Kalim that are not a Kabbalah Tumah, Kleg Lolim, Kleg Avonim, Kleg Avdala, not a Kabbalah Tumah, but it's not Mukta either. And Ochlim, only Michael Odom is a Kabbalah Tumah, Michael Bahim is not a Kabbalah Tumah, but the Gemara says Michael Bahim is not Mukta. Okay. So it's not exactly 100% parallel. The Dinim of the Ochlim and Mashkim are not parallel, or the Mekalim are not parallel, but basically it's patterned after that. So the, and then the Gemara has a discussion there, Machloek is Abai Barab, and the first half of Kalak Kalim, to what extent do we carry over this? Do we draw the parallel? To what extent do we carry over all the details of Hilchas Kalim for Kabbalah Tumah purposes to Hilchas Mukta? So Rashi Lechik suggested over here that one of the detailed halachas in Hilchas Kabbalah Tumah by Kli 8, they're different dinim. Kli Mateches have one special din, that's the Yad Mishnah's Kalim, the 30 Prokin law. So you have separate chapters about Kli Cheres and separate Prokin about Kli Mateches and separate Prokim about Kli 8. So one of the quirks of Hilchas Kli 8 is that if it's a Kli 8, Habor Benito, if it's very big, the Kli 8 Otten Menache, it's so big, let's say an Aron Kodesh is very heavy, a piece of furniture that's very heavy, the chair will move around a lot. Sometimes the table, we also move around a lot. But sometimes you have furniture that you never move it. It's so heavy you never move it. If it's a Kli 8, that's miyukah, to sit still, like an Aron Kodesh, the Gemara Megillah gave an example, so then it's not Mekabel Tumah. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe the pshat is that if you don't move it around, maybe it's not called a Kli. It doesn't have a shem Kli. That was what we learned the other day, a man Dala on a day, that was a Machlekes Tosfos, and Zivam Maschem Nuchani. Tosfos and Rashi. Tosfos learns that it is a Kli, but it's a Xeris HaKosim, that it's not Mekabel Tumah. And the Kedusha Haran was Tosfos has the Kasha against Rashi. The Kedusha Haran answered the Kasha, he said, no, according to Rashi's opinion, the Pshat is that it creates above the meat, it creates Osu Venachas. If it sits still, it's called a roof, it's called a Heather, an Ohel, that's what the Rambam also says. That if it sits still, then the Kli 8 is so gigantic, we call it a room, we don't call it a Kli. That's a Shaila. Over here, we're not saying that we're going to call it a room, like the Rambam says, like the Ran says within Rashi. So they wanted to say that we're borrowing a concept of Hilchas, definition of Hilchas Kalim, it's only by Kli 8, by Kli Mateches, it doesn't apply. It's only by Kli 8. So he thought we're borrowing a concept from Hilchas Kli 8 and applying it to Muktzeh, that a Kli, that your Miyachid by Mokoyim, doesn't have a Shem Kli. We said that it even applies to Echlin. He said in the Gemara that by the Dvash, that's how we understood the Pshat by the Dvash. I think to remember, after that she said, Abort and Kalim. Okay, maybe I'm saying it all wrong. Whatever it is, that's what it says in the Gemara, then Akruf Chav Gimel. That if you Miyachid by Mokoyim, then Hakomoydim that what? So the Machlek is Hakomoydim, and we will learn Hakomoydim that it becomes Muktzeh, not just that it's a Chumreh. And Hilchah is still through Kevin, that it becomes Muktzeh Mamish. But our Gemara has a Machlekes HaMaroim what is the shear of miyachid lemokim? How much miyachid lemokim do you have to have? So the Gemara, once said, distinguish between different kinds of kelim. A pair of glasses you can pick up with one hand. A suitcase, a tape recorder you can pick up with one hand. The kli that you can pick up with one hand, a light kli, a chair, a folding chair. So that's called the kli. If you have a kli that you need two people to carry, or the Gemara even says two hands, it's so heavy you have different kinds of minerva. So sometimes the minerva is like you can pick it up with one hand. A candelabra, you only have one. Sometimes you have such a gigantic Hanukkah menorah. The menorah in front of the Knesset is gigantic. You can't pick it up with one hand. It's attached to the ground. Okay. But even if it weren't attached, it's so gigantic, you got to carry it with two hands. So the Gemara says, if it's such a heavy piece of furniture that you need two people and you need two hands, it's a major job to move it, so that's called Miyachad Ha'imokoyim. So the Gemara says, therefore, just like Sichi Zairi Mizairi have the din of Muktzeh, and this would also have the din of Muktzeh. And then the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says that's ridiculous. So Haraya, the Gemara says on the last line, two lines, second line from the bottom, by the Rabbi Yosef, the Arakilav Chatanim, you have a fancy contraption on top of the bed. The halacha is that the Kilav Chatanim, there is an Issa Rabbona, that's one of the Lamatas of his Malachas, and then Ohel means Oel Aroi, that's an Issa de Rabbona. So this Issa, Oel Aroi, only applies if you have an Oel Tefach, Rashi says, the Tafrashi and then Vav Menal. But if you don't have an Oel Tefach that's horizontal Tefach, so then there's no Issa. Then there's no Issa. That's what Rashi writes. Rashi writes, there's no Issa Oel Aroi if you put a vertical Oel. Tosafot disagrees with Rashi. This is proof from the Gemara and Erevin that it depends whether it's a Mechitza HaMateret or Mechitza Sheni Materet. So that's the question, how does Rashi deal with the Gemara? Okay. He had part of it before, part of it is later. Okay. So leaving out the details, yeah.
But it's a very after that, it should have also hold that smoke too. Even though it's based in the alcohol, it's with the Baila. So they came to the climate travel to the site of the city.
Would Reb Shimon say, Reb Shimon says, Le Mukta, the Gemara, the third line from the top says, then given this, Le Mukta Sninu, Kashiv Alay. So then the Gemara says, Man, Reb Shimon says, Le Mukta, that's how Rashi reads. If you all like Reb Shimon, then it wouldn't be Mukta, right? Because you can always, it's Eichel. So even though it's clear that you don't plan to eat it, you can always change your mind. You can always eat it. Yeah, that's right. In most of that case, a mukta is only a libid the rebuta. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here, Rashi, leaving out all the details of whether a vertical ohel is also aser. The Gemara says the Teres sometimes is also. So it says they're right, whenever it's in Mechitza Materet, it's also. The Rashi holds it only by a sukkah. The person says, let's say you want to also the Shamish Mitosa is the Bayashi Eshbo Sefer Torah. But if you put a Mechitza, if you throw it a Mechitza in between the Sefer Torah and the person, then it's Mutta the Shamish Mitosa, even though the Sefer Torah is visible. Because Al Pidin, once you have a Mechitza, so it constitutes a different rule. So that's one rule where the Sefer Torah is, and there's a different rule. The Tosafot says in such a case, that's a Mechitza Materet, you're not allowed to put up such a Mechitza on Shabbos. Rashi seems to hold on to. Rashi holds a vertical Mechitza is always Mutter. The only time there's an Issa Ohel on Shabbos, if you're really putting bricks into a building, that's bona deraisa, it doesn't make a difference, a vertical, horizontal, or otherwise. If it's Mechubel HaKarka, it's Binyan. But if you're talking about Oel Aroi, Oil Aroi, so Rashi Shikas is only an Issa Oil Aroi, they make a Gag Tefah. I believe Gemara says he makes the Dauphin Shlishi that's needed to be Masha the Sukkah Zosah. The family Rashi holds that the Dauphin is Masha the Sukkah. Without the Dauphin, the Sukkah doesn't count. If you have the Dauphin that's Masha the Sukkah, it's considered as if he made the horizontal Mechitza. That he made the horizontal Sukkah. I don't know, I guess so. So leaving out the details, that's a detail, Machlek is an important detail. Machlek is Rashi and Tosafot, what's the din of Oil Aroi? If it's vertical as opposed to horizontal, so this Gemara is saying the horizontal ohel is only also if you have a gag tefach. So the Kilos Chatanim normally was, they only had a post at the head of the bed and one pole at the foot of the bed. there was a bar going across Rashi discussed, then they would have a sheet or a light sheet hanging down. And there wouldn't be a tefach across, it would just be an inch, 2 inches across, and everything else would be going down. So since there's no horizontal tefach, so there's no isur on Shabbos. So it says, Mutar ben Tos, you're allowed to hang up on Shabbos. Mutar leforka for Shabbos, you're allowed to take it down. There's no isur bonah, there's no isur tos, or even with the rabbonah. No issue at all. The Gemara asks Akasha, but since normally you leave this part of the bed kavua, you don't take it off, so how can you say that you're allowed to take it apart on Shabbos? One should declare that it's since miyachid le'makam, so it should be muktzah. So the answer must be that that's not enough of a miyachid le'makam. Miyachid le'makam has to be like muktzah machmas chisan, case keeping the kapar alai miyachid le'makam. Like the case on Daf Kuf Chokimah. But this case over here, this is Shvach HaMaisis. This doesn't count as Miyach HaMachim. That's what Tosfos explains. The second, the Tosfos HaMem Rav HaMenal, Chachilos Chassad. What is the Gemara explaining? Alevad Elochashit, Tiyah Shalav, Shalav Menar Kvis, Alechad Kovel HaMachim, Lagamrei, like on Kuf Chokimah. If you make a Sikh, that's a real Kovel HaMachim. So such a Kvis Machim, so that gives it the status of Muktzah Machmas Chisan Kvis. But this is insufficient Kvis Machim. So that's what the Gemara, that's the Machlekes Samaroi. And the Maskanas HaGemara, the Pashup Shat in our Gemara, is that the Gemara backs out from this Shita. That even a slight Tvias Makam is also enough to ask. So the Gemara says, so wait a minute, so, but there was a discussion in Amoraim about certain kinds of Menorah. There was a Machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish regarding moving a certain menorah on Shabbos. So what was their machlokes all about? It can't be about the menorah that was so gigantic that you need 2 hands to carry it. We just said that doesn't make any sense at all. Elo, the Gemara says on the top line and involved. The machlokes Amoraim is a different story. If you have a menorah, shall prokim, the din is it ain't being in a sphere of the table. Tosis quotes the Tosis Dimamasa Duchulis, quotes from Beitza Dafchal Beis. First he quotes from Beitza Dafchal Talib, then 4 lines later he quotes from Beitza Dafchal Beis. The Gemara says, as Machlek is Bisham and Bisil, Bisil holds there's no ending in a sphere of the Kalim. So even though the din is ending in a sphere of the Kalim, but if you screw something in very tightly, then you say that it is Asa. In Tokha Chayv Katos. That's the Gemara here, and the Tafa Mem Zayin on the Beis. The last stop in Terakira, the top line on Mem Zayin and Beis. In Tokha, if you do screw something in tightly, Chayv Katos, why Chayv Katos? So that's a Machlekes HaRishonim. So Tosfos says that sometimes the Yesh Binyan is still Bikel. Sometimes there is Binyan. If you do Bechosek, then there is Binyan. And the Ran explains, according to Rashi, there's another thing in Mikaela. The Rashi will learn, in Tokha Chayv Katos, that it's Chayv Nishum, Makabah Patish. Not Chayv Shibbon, Chayv Shemakabah Patish. But whatever, sometimes there is a field. So if you have a cliche or prokin, are you allowed to screw it together or not? So the Gemara says you're not allowed to screw it together tightly. Are you permitted to screw it together loosely? So that's what Tosfos, this Tosfos is the Chulyas, Mem Vav Menav, it's not for the Chulyas. So if you look in the end of the Perek, the Sof Pirka, the last 2 lines in Tosfos. The Sof Pirka, the Gemara has a machlokes, maybe making very roughly, Shema Yehadeh. You're not allowed to do it. I say sometimes you're walking, sometimes on Shabbos, the pair of glasses falls apart. Let's say the pin falls out from the glass. And the whole thing is going to fall apart. So you put it back together and you put the pin in, and you don't screw it in tightly. You just leave it in, and after Shabbos, you're going to screw it in. So that's Xeris and Mayiska. So if we passed in like that opinion in Igmar, we wouldn't permit you to put in, you can put in a toothpick, you can put something else in, but you can't put in the screw that normally holds it together. Because we can't permit you to put it in roughly. Xeris and Mayiska, you may decide to tighten it. You'll get carried away and you'll forget. So you're not allowed to even put it in loosely. That's Xeris de Rabban. Because if Tokka would be Chayv Chatos, if you would screw it in tightly, that would constitute a Malach of Eraisa. They're not even allowed to put it in a loose fashion. So here the Gemara has a discussion of a menorah shel prokin. You have a menorah with different pieces and you're putting it together. So the Gemara says, chulios, see on the fourth line from the top. If you have a menorah shel chulios, taka made of different pieces, bein zara, bein shtana, asur l'taltalo. You're not allowed to handle such a menorah because we're afraid that it's all held together. We're afraid it may fall apart. It may fall down, you may drop it, it may fall apart. And then you screw it back together again. You screw it back together again, that'll be a malach. And what if it's gedola, what if you have a big menorah? Large menorahs usually are made from different pieces that are screwed together tightly. So what if you have a large menorah? It's not screwed together. The pieces are soldered in together, but it has marks on it. It looks like it has separate pieces. It doesn't look smooth. It looks like it is made from separate pieces, but they're not screwed in together, they're soldered in together. So if it's a menorah gedola that has lines on it, and it looks like it's glued in together, even though it isn't, so that's a gzera atu gedola. This is already a gzera of a gzera. You're not allowed to carry them in the house, not in the seat. You're not allowed to handle a menorah gedola. A menorah is a kolisha malach from Yisrael anyway. So we're talking about the Tzav Gufa, the Tzav Gufa, we left it on the table. So we don't permit you, we're talking about Exer, we don't even permit you to move the menorah, the Tzav Gufa, the Tzav Mekaymai, because it's Exer that you may drop it and you may screw it back together again. So that's Exer, the Rabbanon. So now you make a third Exer, even if there's nothing to screw back together again. It only has Chitki, it only has lines, it looks like it's Shel Tzokin. So you don't, if it's a menorah Gedola, which is normally made from many different pieces, so that we don't allow you to handle the menorah gedola shochitki auto menorah gedola shal prokim, and that's also because of the gzera, it may fall down, he may screw it back again. Is that mamish gzera l'gzera? So the answer is that sometimes you do make gzera l'gzera. That's how the Tosfos writes in the first daf in Chulin, the first daf in Perakol Abasa, that it's hard to tell. It all depends how regular is it, how common is it that it may lead to a hashash isa. So sometimes the Chacham felt that it is important to make Exer L'Exer. Most of the time they felt it's not permissible, it's not proper, you're not allowed to make Exer L'Exer. The person that's going to make Exer L'Exer will be in violation of Bal Tosfos, because they were never authorized by the Torah to make such a Chumrah. And once in a while we feel that it's so essential to make such Exer, so it is permissible. So the Gemara here says there is a Gzera L'Gzera that everybody subscribes to. Beinu Rabbi Yochanan, Beinu Reish Lakish, and keep pligi. When do they argue? When do Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue? In the case of a Ktana, there is a Chitki. Ktana that has, looks like it has screws together, but it's not really different pieces. It's all started together. Master of a Gazina, Reish Lakish is Mahma, even on a Ktana, there is a Chitki. Or Master of Rabbi Yochanan, how's the way Gazina? Then the Gemara has an interesting comment. We learned the Gemara Mendala in the base. The Gemara said there was a machlekes, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, whether you say Nigidus Katsoi by Ochlin and Kalim. So the Gemara says, well, there's a Mishnah and Kalim. They dug up a Mishnah and Kalim. Mukhni Shalom, the wheel on the side of the rickshaw, on the side of the kli that people ride in, Rashi says. So the Mishnah says, "Ein gorri moisa b'Shabbos b'zman sheyesh aleihem mois." If it has money on it, then it's a batus. And the implication is the details of b'zman ein aleihem mois. If it doesn't have any money right now at this moment, sharia afagavin would appear tava le'abin hashmasha. Right, but why don't you say migidus katzoi? So the Gemara says, "Oh, that Mishnah Kelim goes like Reb Shimon." So the Gemara now is bothered with a kasha. How can it be the Rabbi Yechanan makes a compromise in the Pesach? He passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that's the bottom Tosfos on the bottom of Mem Hem and Beis. Rabbi Yechanan passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that you say Nigidus Katzoi even by Yochum and Caleb. But he passes like Rabbi Shimon, that there's no dinam book to Machmas Mius. That's Rabbi Yechanan's compromise. Craig the Gemara, Vahomer, Rabbi Yechanan, Halachic is the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechanan is the one who usually holds Halachic is the Mishnah. They give you on the side all the cross references, 25 cases in the Gemara, where Rabbi Yechanan is quoted saying Halachic is the Mishnah. And we have this Tam Mishnah in Caleb, which says, Bizman Shiesh Alamos, Bizman Shein Alamos, the implication is, Avagab Tavala Bein Ashmashus. So how can Rabbi Yochanan pass him like Rabbi Yudin? That he's saying, Nigidus Katsoi, this is Tamish not Haker. And he always holds Halachic is Tamish. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan will be matrik a little bit. Hey, Mishnah, Amar Abzer, hey, Mishnah Seinu, we can zet find a Mishnah, Shalohay Alea, called the Rashmashes. It says, in Yeshua Alea Moes, the main Alea Moes. Doesn't mean Yeshua Alea Achshav Moes. If there's money on the Mukhani now, you can't move it. If there's no money now, you may move the Mukhani, despite the fact that there was money on the Mukhani, despite the fact that the Mukhani was Mukhsa Ben Ashmashas. No, we should interpret like this. Yesha Lehamoz Ben Ashmashas. Ain't any tell. Ain't Gauri Moisa. Ain't Gauri Moisa. You're not allowed to move the Mukhani. This man, Yesha Leh, doesn't mean it has money on it now. This man, Shehoyu Aleh Ben Ashmashas, that's what it means. Why should you give such a basic shot? Why should you read the Pasim shot? Because the Gemara says, Kedei Shalom HaShaper, Zohar HaMshal Rabbi Yechanan. Because we know Rabbi Yechanan personally held that that's the halacha, that you do say in the Gittis Katsoi. Rabbi Yechanan usually says, halacha gives a Mishnah. So how did he get around the Mishnah? So obviously Rabbi Yechanan was matzik a little bit over him. It's an interesting expression. The Poskim have such an expression. And later generations also, Kedei Shalom HaShaper, Shit Asploni. In order not to contradict the sheet. So you must prepare to be matrik a little bit in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara gives there were different Tanaim and different Amaraim who held differently on the issue whether he passed in Halachic Reb Yudit, he passed in Halachic Reb Shimon. So each one is entitled to his own opinion. You want to pass like Reb Yudit, it's your privilege. You want to pass like Reb Shimon, fine. We just don't understand Rabbi Abahu. What? He senses that all the chassans over here, tons of all the chassans. Rabbi Abahu, when he visited the city of Rabbi Shimon Halevi, he would follow Rabbi Shimon's opinion, have him a Taltal Shraga. He would move around the Nesha Kovar. After the flame went out, like Rabbi Shimon, that you don't send me Gidus Katsoi. When he visited, he equally after the Rabbi Yechanan, when he visited Rabbi Yechanan's city, Rabbi Yechanan holds Halachic Rabbi Yudah, that you do send me Gidus Katsoi. So Rabbi Abahu followed that opinion, lo havim Taltal Shraga. But Martha says, Manavshah, what is his opinion? What does Rabbi Abahu hold? Does he pass from like Rabbi Yudah? Does he pass from like Rabbi Shimon? He's always changing his mind. You gotta make up your mind how you pass him. Moses says, no, he knew what his mind. He had his mind made up. He personally held Halachic Reb Shimon. But if he's sitting in public, he's having a tish on Friday night, and then the candle goes out, the flame goes out, he's gonna move the Ner Shekhovet in front of everybody. So when a Talmid Chacham does something, Lahakel, when a Talmid Chacham does not employ a Heter, so he didn't employ Heter, it doesn't mean a Hayrol either. Doesn't mean that he passed him something. He just didn't do something. He didn't eat something. So maybe he's not hungry, maybe he's not tired. He didn't move something. It doesn't prove anything. But if he does move something, if he moves the Ner Shekhovet, so he's demonstrating that he holds like Rav Shimon, which he does hold. He's not about a Paschim like Rav Shimon, but Asrei the Rav Yechanan. So that's what the Gemara says, Manavshah, what is Rav Abahu's opinion? If he holds like Rav Yudah, let him always follow Rav Yudah. If he holds like Rav Shimon, let him always follow Rav Shimon. The Gemara says, no problem. We are them to Rav Shimon's theory. Mishin Kvod the Rav Yechanan, who's the Rav Yudah? I think it's a little more than Mishin Kvod the Rav Yechanan. It's more than Mishin Kvod. The Gemara says in Tzachim Abdav Lamed, that Rabbi Shmuel had machlokes and about Chomish Avod Rav Pesach, but the right to the Rabbanan, different things there. So the Gemara says, if it's for Asrei the Shmuel, if it's Shmuel city, Rabbi is not allowed to paskin against Shmuel. And a Talmid Chacham who is noy kula in public, that's the equivalent of a psak. That's the equivalent of a psak. Unless the story was that he did it, it was private. Maybe there was nobody around, so it wouldn't be the equivalent of psak. But if a Talmid Chacham does something in public, that is the equivalent of a psak. The other din, a zok and mamre, he's only high as the mitzvah. If number one, he's a chacham shehigil or haro. A young guy says, I don't hold like the Bez Nagol. No, that doesn't mean anything. The only time the Mishnah says, Nimsa Chumra Kula, because it's such a chutzpah, such a shegit, he's not even a rabbi, he's not even entitled to an opinion, so that's why Nimsa Chumra Kula, that's why he's off the hook, that he's not punished with the Einish of Ramit and Bezin, for being a Zaka Mamre, because Zaka Mamre has to be a Zakin, has to be a rabbi, who passes against Bez Nagol, and the Balabasa may listen to him. But if this guy is Joe Schmo, he's not entitled to paskin on anything. So the chutzpah that he has that compounds the aveira, the bigger aveira, nimtza chumroi kuloi. That's what makes him get off the hook. Because Allah says only a Talmid Chacham who paskin is against Bez Nagol. So you have to either paskin by saying halacha lebaisa, mutar matem lasos, I pass, you know, humra, whatever, he has to pass in against the Desna Gara, or the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, if he's knowing in public this shita. He's convinced that the Desna Gara made a mistake, so he's obligated to teach him this is the way he thinks, this is the correct way. You gotta make tefillin the way you think, not the way the Desna Gara. You know that they made a mistake, so privately put on tefillin the way you think. But if you're going to do publicly a public demonstration against the Desna Gadol, the Rambam says that's the equivalent of a psak. So if the case would have been in public, so the Gemara probably wouldn't have said Mishim Kvoda, the Rabbi Yechon, the Rahabi Ovid, wouldn't say Mishim Kvoda. Then it's a din, he said, but I say the Rabbi Yechon, and you're not allowed to paskin against Rabbi Yechon. Maybe the Ma'aseh Shai was that Rabbi Bo was in private. Even in private, when nobody was watching him, he also wouldn't violate Rabbi Yechon's opinion, Mishim Kvoda, so Rabbi Yechon. Even though when you do it private, it doesn't constitute a psak. Then the Gemara quotes Amar Abuda and Amayra. This is not the town of Amar Abuda, it's an Amayra. Amar Abuda draws a distinction between Shraga the Mishka as opposed to Shraga the Nafta. What's the difference? Shraga the Mishka is you burn a cup of oil with a wick. So the cup is not going to be so filthy. So you wash it out under the faucet and you clean it out. So I'm going to be Shraga the Nafta. You had a lantern and you had mace in it. If this dirty stuff is going to be full of soot, who's going to bother to wash it out? So shraga de nafta is an issue of mukta machmas milus. It's a kli that theoretically can be used, but most of the people are not going to waste a half an hour to wash it out in order to reuse it. They'll throw it out in the garbage and buy another one for a penny, for a nickel. It doesn't pay. So he draws a distinction, the Amor draws a distinction and says, shraga de nafta is mukta. See, there's a shayla, Rashi and Texas have discussions. What is he driving at? Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda the Amor is trying to tell me, Afila Rav Shimon made it, Lohazi Alel Amasa. The Amor is trying to tell me that Rav Shimon is masking that there is a din of Mukta Machmas Chizakis, of Mukta Machmas Mil. The Amor is trying to tell me that even Rav Shimon is made it. Afila Rav Shimon made it, Lohazi Alel Amasa. And Taisus discusses, the bottom Taisus discusses, is that really pshat in the Amor? That the Amora Rabbi Yehuda is telling me that even Rabbi Shimon is moda maskim that there's a din a mukta machmas nius, or he's telling me a compromise in stak halacha. He wants to pass like Rabbi Yehuda by mukta machmas nius, but he's not putting words into Rabbi Shimon's mouth. Rabbi Shimon alfi pashtus disagrees. Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no din of mukta machmas nius. That's the shaila, how to read the Amora. Okay, how do you read the Hemshach Hagmar? They're fighting what Rabbi Shimon say, or they're discussing what the stak halacha should be. Should we make a compromise in Sakala? So then Gemara tells a story that one of the Amoraim was a character. He visited Rava's home and he was walking in the mud. And he walked into Rava's home, his shoes are full of mud. So Rava says, make yourself comfortable. He puts his filthy shoes on top of the bed. And the mud is all getting off on the blanket, on the sheet of the bed. So Rava was very upset at this Meshugana. He has no derecher. So Rava decided he's going to give him a hard time. Ichbid Rava, boy Lituri. So Rava decided he's going to give him a hard time. How's he going to give him a hard time? He's going to talk and learning to him. He's going to humiliate him. He's going to ask him shailas and kashas, and he thinks the other guy's not going to know the answer. So it happens that the guy knew the answer. The Rav Nachman by Yitzchak has a comment on the top of Amud Beis on the fourth line. Brich Rachmana, Baruch Hashem, Delot Sifei Rav L'Radinu. Baruch Hashem, that Rav's plan was foiled, and he didn't succeed in humiliating Rav Yivya. Rav Yivya Gemena Tamachacham. And even though he was a little bit, he was acting a little bit improperly, so Rav should have given over the head about that. But he shouldn't have tried to humiliate him in public to show that he doesn't know how to run. He should have told him privately that he should have a little more there. So what was the issue that he brought up? How do you think he's going to catch him with a murderous kasha that he won't be able to answer? So he asks, Rabbi asks Rav Yehuda, my time Rabbi Rav Yehuda, I'm going to shrug it and after now we shall tell to him. Why don't they offer the din of Mukse Machmas Yehuda? What are you going to use it for? Everyone's going to throw this thing in the garbage. Who in the world is going to use this kli that's all filthy? Has absolutely no shamshus whatsoever. So this Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hol v'chazuya, hol v'chazia, l'chazuya for a month." Even in the filthy state, you can also use it
to cover up a kli. If you have a bottle of wine, they're not going to turn the kli upside down. That the soot should go into the wine, but you'll hold it upside up, and the soot will be on the outside, and this can serve as a cover to a lid to the wine bottle. The rabbi says that's ridiculous. The rabbi is needling this rabbi. He says that's ridiculous. Elamei ato. The din is that Eitzim Abana V'Yochor Zachmuk to any pebble in the street. You can say if you're going to undo the Holy Namuk, any pebble in the street can be used also to serve as a paperweight. So you can use any pebble in the street. L'chazri Yibaymana. So you see that doesn't count. That's not called the Hishtamshut. Elamei ato. If that counts, L'chazri Yibaymana. Should be allowed to move any so he doesn't lose his car. Rabbi Yehuda still has his feet up on the bed, the shoes. He says, no, there's a difference. By the Eitzim Abana V'Yochor, by the pebbles, the drawer doesn't have a Torah Hakli on it. So that's mukta. Even though it has a possibility of a Tamshus, that has mukta. That is a mukta. But this is a kli. The only thing is, once I use it for lighting nates, so it's so full of soot, it's so dirty, no one's going to use it a second time, everyone's going to throw it out in the garbage, but it still has a suret kli, and it does retain that hishtamshut even in its present state. So therefore, even though the main hishtamshut to use it, to use the inside of the kli, is out of the question because it's filthy, but since it has some shtikal hishtamshut, l'chasui b'mona, so it's not considered mukta. And he proved that this is true from the Braisa. The Braisa has a din commenting on the Mishnah later. Perek Tame Isha Yoitza. The din is that women are not allowed to wear tashitim, Rashi quotes. Perek Tame Isha Yoitza. Women are not permitted to wear tashitim in the Rishus HaRab. Megzera Dil Mashofa Omechavya. She may remove the tashitim, Shofa, remove it, Machavian to show it off to her friends. Look at the beautiful jewelry that I have. Shaila, whether the prohibition only applies to women or even applies to men. So we assume that only women. The Nice Yisrael, the Yerushalmi says, the Nice Yisrael, Shachtonia say, that the Jewish women are very show off, and they like to show off the jewelry to everybody else. Okay, and the men, we assume, the rabbis of the Talmud say the men are not show off. So the men are permitted to wear tashitim, and the women are not allowed to wear tashitim. Yeah. There are certain tashitim that the Mishnah says that they're not going to take off, they're not going to show off. So those you're allowed to wear. And the tashitim where there is a concern that they may take them off and show them to others in the street, so that you're not allowed to wear, women are not allowed to wear. On Shabbos, Mishum Haitzor. Taisus later has a discussion, how come the manazer, the contract says the women wear all the tashitim that they want? What happened to this Zera de Rabbana? So Taisus has three suggestions as to what happened. So one suggestion is it's taka asa, but they're not going to listen to us. So mutav shishot gigim alo yunari. Don't tell them that it's asa because for sure they're not going to listen. Balea Taisus are talking about their wife. For sure that Balea, Mrs. Balea Taisus is not going to listen. And so let him do the Issa rather than tell him. So let him do the Shaykh rather than tell him, and they'll continue to do the Mish. So according to that opinion in Taisus, if a woman reads the din, she should know on her own that she shouldn't do it. Then Taisus has another two suggestions. Maybe it's really Mutta. Maybe it's not Mutta, she's showing a little Mizid. Maybe the hope there only applies if you have a Rishus HaRab. But if you only have a Carmelist, then there is no Zer. That's not Dafi Rala. Did we learn that? Dafi Rala. On the bottom, Mishnah says that you're not allowed to go out in the street. Layetcha chad b'machta somach lachashecha shema yishkach yeshay. The tailors who were always working all day long with needles and sewing things up, so when they would have a pause a little bit, they would stick the needle in their lapel. They would walk around like that. So if it's Erev Shabbos late in the afternoon, Samach Lachashech, you're not allowed to walk out like that in the street. Although Allah love call Musoy, a cipher, when he's not writing, they would put his pen over here. Like a lot of times, he's in the business, keep the pen over here in the ear. So Erev Shabbos late in the afternoon, you're not allowed to walk on the street like that because you may forget, and you'll carry, and that's how he saw. That's how he saw on the pen, and that's how he saw on the needle. That's an Issa how he saw. So the Gemara has a Shaila. Does this Zera de Rabban only apply to walking in a Rishus HaRabin? I said, what if you're only walking in a Carmelist? So maybe I should consider that as they will exist. The Gemara says it's a machlokes Abai v'Rava. Abai holds that it's the same thing. Rava says no, it's they will exist, and it's mutter. So that's what Tosfos says in Bamayisha. That maybe since the whole thing over here was only exist, the mashal from a chavio, the woman may take off the jewelry, and she may show it off to her girlfriend. So since this man is there, we assume ain't lot of dinushes around their eyes to this man is there, because the Tosfos she says that you need shisha riba. Rashi and Tosfos in the first parak learns that if you don't have shisha riba, people walking in the streets, you don't have rishus around their eyes. So they lived in tiny little villages. They didn't have any big cities in the way the Balei Tosfos lived. They barely had a minyan. The Crusaders wiped out a lot of villages, but each village only had 10 Jews. So there weren't so many Jews in the villages. There barely had minyan. There were villages where there's only one Jewish family. Tosfos talks, these have cities that had walls around them to protect the people from the Crusaders. The Goyim had to be protected also. Because there's only one Jewish family in the whole village, so they say you don't need an Eretz in order to carry. The Goyim only asked on the Jews, you only have to rent from the Goyim if there are two Jewish families living in two different homes. So one Jew has to make an Eretz with the other Jew, with the back the masters. But then it didn't require you have to rent from the Goyim also. But if you're the only Jew who lives in the whole city, and the Balei Tosfos had like that, only one Jew lives in the whole city, then even if you have 1,000 Goyim who live in the city, you don't have to rent from the Goyim. They don't have to, provided there's a wall around them. But they used to have a wall around them. So there weren't so many Jews in these villages. So that's what, there weren't so many people in the whole village. So that's what Tosfos says. Another suggestion later, since we don't have any issues around their rights, it's all karmelis. So just like Rav was saying on Daf Yud Aleph on the basis, they will exist. So this also is very upset. Yes, Charles, what if you live in New York? If you live in New York, you have a big population of people. And it says, it gives a third suggestion. Since the Mishnah and Bamayisha lists off different types of jewelry, some pieces of jewelry, if the woman just got, the family just got rich quickly, so then she may be showing off the jewelry. But if the family was wealthy for very dairies, then already everybody's used to the fact that they have jewelry. She's not going to be showing off the jewelry. So there's certain pieces of jewelry that are miyuchas for people who have an awful lot of money, so they're not going to be taking off that jewelry and showing it off. The Tosfos says, since the Mishnah says that it's not a leitzlug rabban, if they would have made a leitzlug that all jewelry is forbidden for women to wear, whether they show it off or they don't show it off, so then even bisman hazeh, that the minig is that the women don't take off the jewelry to show it off, it would still be awesome. But the Mishnah says it's not a leitzlug. Some pieces of jewelry you're allowed to wear, others you're not allowed to wear. So therefore, since we live in a generation where the minig is that the women don't take off the jewelry to show it off, so that's why the whole zera doesn't apply. All about jewelry today is like the jewelry that the Mishnah said it was. That's what Tosfos later has the three suggestions. Why this din is not a curse. That's a kasha. That's a good kasha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is. Why don't we blow shofar? If it's true that ein lanu the bir halacha is a kasha. If it's true that ein lanu, and every continent is one city that's a rishus ram. Every city is a rishus ram. That's the Mishnah Berurah kasha. So here, places the top places. The Bamaska the Omarula. Top places point out there is a machlokes in the Gemara. These pieces of jewelry that the women are forbidden to wear in the Rabban, Vilna Shalfa, or Nechavya, maybe she'll remove it to show it off to her friends. So they're only forbidden to wear this in the Rishus HaRabim, or in the Kabbalah, like the Bible, or the fine Jesus Christ, my brother. Or maybe she was forbidden to wear the jewelry in the house. Maybe she was not to wear it in the house. So this price is assuming that the Xerah the Rabbanon went so far, it was a leitzlug. How can you say it's a leitzlug? Tosfos said, you see, for the Mishnah, it's not a leitzlug. Some pieces of jewelry are rusted to wear, others are mutter to wear. I don't know. But that's how the Tosfos shows that this brisa seems to hold that it's a leitzlug Rabbanon, a leitzlug in this sense. We don't permit the women to wear the jewelry, even the chaser, even by bias, we don't allow them. Since the shoes are out, they're not allowed to wear this jewelry because of the concern. Even by bias, we don't permit them to wear the jewelry that they made by mistake, walk out into the street. They continue to wear the jewelry, then show it off. So now that's Hashaila. If you're not allowed to wear the jewelry, even by bias, so it should be mukta. Half kelim that not allowed to wear. You have clothing that you're not allowed to wear. So maybe that should be considered mukta. That's what the Brisa says. No, he didn't say it's not muktzah. Hashirim,
Shir ma bracelets, Rashi says. Hamizami ma nose rings, tabos, that rings usually on the finger. Tabat, the ring on the finger. All kinds of jewelry. Harein kechol hakelim hanitolim b'chotzer. Even though you're not allowed to wear it in the chotzer, not only are you not allowed to wear it in the Ushu Terab, the Tanan is right in Zabiyafin, not even allowed to wear it in the chotzer. But harein kechol hakelim hanitolim b'chotzer. You're permitted to handle it. The chotzer means when there's a head to tilkel, when you're allowed to carry in the chotzer. So the shayla is fine, you're allowed to carry a safe, you're allowed to carry a hat, you're allowed to carry a jacket, are you allowed to carry jewelry that women are not permitted to wear on Shabbos, even by bais, even by chaser? So the bais says it's permissible. So the shayla is why? But it should be moved. So the answer is, matam, why is it moved? All because Torah gave me all know. The answer is because it has a tzuras kli. Even though you're not allowed to wear it, it has a tzuras kli. So therefore it's not moved. So similarly over here, that's the answer that he gave. The tzorish at the chotzer, pebbles in the chotzer, etzma v'arim yofa, that's mukti. Even though theoretically he could find a hishtamshis for it, but it doesn't have a tzuras kli. But by the shraga de nafto, by the mukti machmas niyus, it has a tzuras kli, but it's filthy and you're probably not going to use it. But since it has a tzuras kli, originally they manufactured it especially, it has a tzuras kli. And even though now the only ishtamshis you're going to have with it is to use it as a chazir v'chatsuri beimona, that's good enough because tof it has a tzuras kli. What exactly does it mean tzuras kli? It means that it's mamish manufactured b'dei odom. It corresponds to the hilchas tzuras kli in Kabbalah's Tuma? Or no? It has a specific tzura. Let's say you have a ball that children play ball with. So the ball is manufactured in a specific way, according to certain proportions. It shouldn't be too big, shouldn't be too small, shouldn't be too hot, shouldn't be too soft. Each ball is a different consistency and so on. They manufacture different kind of balls, but it doesn't have a din, it's not the gabal tuma. So that's the machlech, the machabe, the ramon. The machabe says that a ball is mukta on Shabbos. To be mukta on Yontif also, but if the children want to play with it, so that's a shalom. Maybe tofu mukta's mutta, the tofu chametash. Maybe tofu mukta's mutta, the tofu yomtas. To eat mukta, the tofu chametash is also. Achilas mukta is also the tofu chametash. Achilas is only matter malachas, but it's not matter achilas mukta. But tofu mukta is exerid rabbanon mishum haitzah. So it can't be worse than haitzah mamishah. Haitzah is mutta, the tofu chametash. The taisis in the Shulchan Aruch quotes the taisis, says in the beginning of Beis, it says. So that's what there's a discussion in Taisus and Beis about playing ball on Yom Tov. What about playing ball on Shabbos? So the whole discussion in Taisus is about playing ball on Yom Tov. They're assuming that the ball is mukta, and they're discussing tilta mukta l'tarcha yom tzad to have a baseball game. But on Shabbos, there's no heter l'tarcha yom tzad. But then it should be awesome. So that's what the Mechaber writes. Mechaber writes means that children are not allowed to play ball on Shabbos. Because the ball is mukta, and the Ramah says no. Since the ball is manufactured specifically with certain proportions and it has a special way how to manufacture it, so that's called tzuras kli, that's called ikar tzuras kli alel. It doesn't have to have a tzuras kli corresponding to hilchos Kabbalah Tumah. If it has a special process of manufacturing, that's also called tzuras kli. Then the Chazanish goes one step further. And he points out that Tosfos writes on the first daf in Lulav Arava, in Masechet Sukkah, that when you shake a lulav on Yom Tov, you're always in violation of Tilta Mukta. Because every lulav is Mukta. Every lulav is Mukta, and Aravas are Mukta. If you have flowers that beautify the table, that's not Mukta, it has a Hishtamshus. But Tosfos learns the Pashup Shat in the Gemara Sukkah, that a lulav is mukta because it has no ishtamshus. I don't use a lulav to sweep the floor. You don't use a lulav, you just shake it for the mitzvah. The Taisa says the lulav is mukta, but you got no choice. You have to shake the lulav on Yom Tov. So it's mukta but maka mitzvah. And the Chazanish disagrees with Taisa and he thinks not only would the Ramah say that a ball is not mukta because it's manufactured to size and to measurement and to consistency and to softness and so on. Not only a ball, which is not b'dei adam, even a lulav, but if there are certain rules and regulations, when is a lulav acceptable, when is not acceptable for the mitzvah, so that's also called teres keli oleha, not going to get the Kabbalah tumah. A lulav is not the Kabbalah tumah, but it's enough for the, since it has rules and regulations, when is it kosher, when is it not, and we do have a hishtamshus on it, we use it for the mitzvah, that that's enough to be called the kli vis-a-vis hilchos mitzvah.
What's the difference?
No difference. It's just how to read the Gemara. So Tosfos read the Gemara that whenever, when every time you shake a lulav on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed not. Chol HaMoed is no problem of Muktzah. But every time you shake a lulav on Yom Tov, you're always in violation of Tilchos Muktzah. And the Chachamim allow you to be the Tilchos Muktzah in order to fulfill the mitzvah. And the Chazanish says, no, that's not true. He thinks that the way we assume La Halacha, that the, like the Ramah, that the ball is not Muktzah, even though the ball doesn't conform the Ilchus Kalev and Kabbalah Tuma, they think not only a ball which is not the Yadim, even the Lula, but it has rules and regulations, that's also called Teres Kaleviyah. No. There is a rabbanim that you're not allowed to say to lulav on Holy Shabbos. Shema Yadarena Zal Ramis Mishutam Nikari in the street. No, they talk my shaykh lulav on Yom Tov. They talk my shaykh. Shabbos when I tell you you're obligated to. The rabbanim is forbidden, so he may forget and carry it in the street. Carrying his carriage, not allowed to carry. He's talking on Yom Tov. This is on Yom Tov. You do shaykh lulav. So Tosfos read in the Gemara in Sukkah that Tosfos interpreted the words of the Gemara saying that the Chachamim permit you to violate the use of Tilchos Muktzah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav. The Gemara says, Lulav is Tilchos B'Alma. You are in violation of the use of Tilchos Muktzah, but they allow you to violate the Tilchos Muktzah. And the Chazanish says, no, Tilchos B'Alma means nothing. It's Hetagoma. It's not that it's a, you're matter the use of Tilchos. You're handling a Lulav, which is not a Muktzah. He translates the words of the Gemara not like this. He argues with this.
The question is that
right, it's not Muktzah.
So Chaimish might seem to be that
once you follow
the
Christ,
same as the rules of
the
Lord.
Right,
so
it's not
Muktzah. So we can say the same thing.
Shouldn't be Muktzah on Shabbos because of the, it's not Muktzah because of the fact that it grows like that, that it doesn't have a shame kli. It does have a shame kli. And maybe Muktzah because the rabbis prohibited us from shaking it on Shabbos. And maybe Muktzah because of that reason. Like some say that a Megillah is Muktzah when Purim falls down on Shabbos and there's an opinion of an art that think you're not permitted to read the Megillah is Muktzah on Shabbos. Now they say, come on, what are you talking about? You're not allowed to lay the Megillah to fulfill a mitzvah. You want to read the Megillah to practice Trumpah, you want to learn the Megillah to talk, to handle a Megillah. So that's an achlaik is a shogun art, like the Megillah is Muktzah on Purim, Shechavi is the Shabbos. All year long, the Megillah is not Muktzah. I told Shechavi is the Shabbos, so there's one opinion in shogun art since the rabbis prohibited us. Very shemi aviranu, they prohibited us from reading the Megillah, so maybe the Megillah becomes Muktzah. We assume it probably does not become Muktzah. You can use the Megillah to learn from it, but the lulav, the only thing you can use the lulav for is the mitzvah of shaking lulav. So once the rabbis forbade us from shaking lulav on Shabbos, so then the lulav on Shabbos will be Muktzah. But on Yom Tov, it won't be Muktzah.
But then why don't they apply the lulav by the ball
on the ball?
Right.
Oh, I don't know. On Shabbos, you should say you're not allowed to play ball in the house because it's there that you may carry it out into the street. Morris says it's like there is the rabbi. Morris assumes that the balabatim are more into doing mitzvahs than the children are into playing ball. So the Gemara says, children playing ball, it comes to the Shusram, then no, they won't carry in the street. But when it comes to mitzvah, hakol chayavim b'tkiyah shayvah, they now call the kibbutz exerish in the other end. In their inspiration, in their excitement to do the mitzvah, they may forget and carry that on Shabbos. Apparently playing ball, you won't get so carried away. Apparently.
Not
carry the lulav in the street.
Yeah,
that's a shaman. That's my pleasure. In the Shulchan Aruch it says, whatever you could have done, they both yom yirah lazu on yom tov, if it is served the person says, well, except for haitzor, and make a lot of haitzor. And he mentioned that the Shulchan Aruch, the best is supposed to write it, that if it's in the area of carrying food in order to eat in the sukkah, that's mutter. But if it's not in the area of Rachel Nefesh, in the area of carrying a matzah, carrying a tablet, carrying a lulav, that you could have done it by Yom. The rabbi holds that that's an issue of derech to do it on Yom Tov, and that wouldn't be matzah. Whenever you could have done it, you wouldn't be matzah by the Torah even.
he didn't make a look at Shulchan Aruch, make up by him, so that by Yochan Nefesh, that he could have done it in Bog Yom, it would have been just as good. So you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov, unless by Hashtod they never introduced the Chum of the Rabban. But you're talking about Shulchan Yom Tov, then the Raivin holds, Shulchan Aruch doesn't vote the Raivin, the Raivin holds against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Yom Tov is an Isha Deraita that you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov, you could have done it on Erev Yom. So there's no list to be making on Hashtod. The Kula that the Ramah quotes from Iran that by her, so even if he could have done it with Bogyam, he might do it on Yantar, because we assume the whole issue, Yochel Asim Bogyam is only the Rabban. But there would have been an issue there either. We wouldn't distinguish between her two on the other 38. No. So that's the Shaila here in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ika Torres Kele Alei. If Leka Torres Kele Alei, then the thing is Muktzah. That's Eitzma Banu Yofer, that's Tzor Shebechatzah, even though you can find the Hishtamshas for it. It doesn't have a Torah's Kedah, but if it's a Torah's Kedah Alei, that takes off the Mukta. So that's the two Machloikis. Machloikis, the Mechaba the Ramah, the Mechaba holds that Torah's Kedah means in Hilchot Kedah, in the Mishnah's Kedah. And the Ramah says no, as long as the thing is manufactured to size, that's called the Torah's Kedah Alei. So a ball is also not Mukta. And then there's a further Machloikis, what if it wasn't manufactured to size? It grows like that. But there are rules and regulations when the Lulav is good, when it's not good. And the Chazanis, and that's also called the Torah's Kedah Alei. It doesn't have to be Dafke man-made. It's also Ika Teres Kedah Alei. So now the Gemara asks Akasha, going back again, Reb Shimon doesn't hold for Midas Katsoi by Oakland in Taylor. Reb Yudah holds Midas Katsoi not only by Eitzman Bar of the Offer, even by Oakland in Taylor. Reb Shimon disagrees. So now the Gemara asks Akasha, we have a contradiction. Ramalei Abayi le'Rabba. Abayi is a Talmud of Rabba. He's a nephew of Rabba. He was an orphan. He was brought up by his uncle Rabba. He learned by Rabba. So yes, the Makasha Tanya says in the Brayt, Reb Shimon Mati, Reb Shimon holds. Amar Reb Shimon Leisloi looks at what do you mean? Which aspect? He doesn't hold me this katzoi. Reb Digmaru Ureminu. There's a Mishnah Beitzer. There's a Machlekes Hatanoim. Where the Roy Mum is the Yontes Hanan. The din is that you're not allowed to shech the carbon chutzla based on mikvah. Unless the carbon gets a mum, and then you can be, has to be a mum kavua. You can't be makar any carbon that has a mum, whether it's a mum kavua or mum ayur. But you can only be tight to the carbon if it develops a mum kavua. Mum kavua means that it's not going to heal without surgery. If it can heal with surgery, that's still called a mum kavua. If it heals by itself, then it's called a mum ayur. That's the place is right from Chayrus. So there's one exception to the rule that when the carbon gets a mum, it's yotzei lechulin b'litigin. You don't have to be part of that. Bechor, once it gets a mum kavua, so you can shech the chutzla beis hamikdash without requiring an opinion. So that's very relevant as much as that. We don't have any other carbonates. Ma'aseh be'ena, the Gemara comes after the Chorban Abayis, so the Chachamim told the Balabatim to discontinue being mafresh. Ma'aseh be'ena, really, the Ma'aseh be'ena, there are two mitzvahs. This is one mitzvah, the farmer should be mafresh Ma'aseh be'ena. If he had 100 sheep were born in his farm, so you should put them all in a corral, have them go out one by one and count to 1 to 10 and mark it that that one is Asiri Kodesh Mashem. Then again 1 to 10, and the 21, 31, each one is Kodesh, that's one mitzvah. Then the next mitzvah is to be Makrish these Ma'aseh Behemoth in the Beis HaMikdash. If you have a Beis HaMikdash, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so you should be Makrish Ma'aseh Behemoth without being Makrish. But the Tanaim said that it's going to be Asiri Day Takov. It's not a smart thing to do the first mitzvah to be Makrish Ma'aseh Behemoth if it's not Shein Beis HaMikdash Kai. So after the Beis HaMikdash was carved a year or two, and he realized this is going to be a long wait. It doesn't make sense that we should be Makrish Ma'aseh Behemoth. So they prohibited Afroshes Ma'aseh Behemoth. Then it says, with man Shein Beis HaMikdash Kai, a magdishim, you're not allowed to be Makrish any other carbonis because of Hashash Takola. What are you going to do with it? Someone's going to be moiled behind you. Someone's going to ride on the animal and use the animal to do malacha. So the only carbon that we have as man is going to talk about is the Bechor Behemoth Torah. That also, we would recommend, Tyson's writes on Dab Gimelam and Beis HaMikdash, we would recommend that all the Jewish farmers, when the Behema is about to give birth for the first time, that's called Behema Amar Akeres, about to give birth to a Bechor, and there's a 50-50 chance, maybe a Zohar, maybe in a cave. If it's in a cave, there's no problem. The women don't pose any problem. If it's a Zohar, then there's going to be a problem. It's going to be a Bechor Behema Torah. It'll be a Kodesh. We'll have Kedushas Karbon. So the Tosfos says that the Zman HaZeh recommend that you should always make a Shutzus with a Goy, and a mashu, and a toast, or whatever, in order to avoid the whole din of the b'chor de'evitur. But kind of proof of baliyatim, the days of the tanoi. So after the Churban Abayi, so the only korbanos that they had after the Churban Abayi, they didn't say, this continues my today, and they're not mavish anymore. All the other korbanos, they magdishin. They marichin, the manchein beis hamid, it's time because of the chashash takol. So the only korban they can have is b'chor. B'chor happens to have a quirk of a din, that once it gets a mum kavua, you don't even have to make any pidyon. If you would require pidyon, what would you do with the money? You would have to throw the money into the Yama Melech. What are you going to do with the money? So it didn't happen to be that you don't need any pidyon. B'chor be'emetor doesn't need pidyon. But you have to have someone who knows biology to declare that this is a mum kavua, that it's not going to get better by itself. So who do you have to have? So these have special people have smicha for yata b'chorus. So that's a chacham a mumche. So you have to have either a yochid mumche who has special smicha for yata b'chorus, that he knows biology well, and he knows halacha well, and he can declare that this is a mum kavua. And in certain cases, Rashi and Taisa say if it's a dead giveaway, that it's a mum. It broke a leg, a missing a leg. Had four legs and then one leg broke off, it's not going to grow back again. So if it's, or an eye was poked out, missing an eye. So if it's a dead giveaway, that it's absolutely a balmum kavua, you don't have to declare. There's nothing to philosophize about. So then we would permit you to put together a dozen of Shlosha Hadyotos who are not such big mumkin, that they can also declare that it's a balmum. This requirement that you need a desnach shloshe et yaitis, so you need a yachid mumche, this is all midirabonin. On the level of the right, if the farmer knows on his own that this is a mum kavua, so parfik, so he doesn't. But midirabonin, they made a takana that that's not enough. So this is the shayla, what was the nature of this takana de rabbanan? Let's say Balabas has a shayla on Shabbos, let's say there's an Erev in the area, Balabas has a shayla on a chicken, whether it's a traitor. So he brings the shayla to the rabbi. So is the rabbi allowed to paskin on the Shabbos? Of course he's allowed to paskin. He looks at the chicken and he paskins whether it's a trefa or not a trefa. Or whatever, you look at whatever kind of a Shabbos it possibly could be, it's permissible to paskin Shabbos on Shabbos. So you don't say that it's also to paskin Shabbos because because Kofman the Balabas doesn't know the din, he's not allowed to eat it. When the rabbi paskins that it's mutter, so then he's matir it. What do you mean he's matir? It comes out he's always mutter. The rabbi wasn't matir anything. If you ask Tadol and you matir shumas and maizis, and the Mishnah says in Beitza that that's forbidden with the Rabbanon. So the Gemara seems to say in Beitza that testament that there are two reasons why it's forbidden. One reason why it's forbidden is because of Mechach and Memkar. The Rambam quotes the two reasons in Hilchos Shabbos. One is because the minute that you declare Hareza Tumah, so the Tumah belongs to the Kohen. The minute you declare Hareza Maizirishan belongs to the Levian, and the Maizir Ani belongs to the Aniyim. So when you make the declaration Hareza Tumah, Hareza Maizirishan, Hareza Maizir Ani, that's Mechach and Memkar. You're transferring ownership right away. Kohen Tevel, everything belongs to me, to the farmer, and after his Kavishem, then it belongs to the Shevet Kuhuna, or the Shevet Levi, or to the Shevet Aniyim, so to speak. So that's one prohibition with the Rabbanim. But then the other prohibition, Rabbanim Mishum, comes back in Manas. The Gemara says, until now it was Tevel, and now you're making it Mutta Bachila. So that's Mitzak and Manas with the Rabbanim. It's not Mitzak and Manas in Atera. For two reasons. First of all, it's not a Manas. The first one, there's no Mitzak and Manas by Yotim. Secondly, Tesla says, because the Tikkun is only Halachic Tikkun. And it sees, in common sense, if you ask a Goy, what did I do? The Goy's going to say, he just took away half of the food. The Goy won't appreciate the fact that you removed an Issa Tevel. He's not Goyrus all Issa Tevel. So it's only Mitzak and Manas with the Rabbanim. It's not Mitzak and Manas in Atera. So here, if a rabbi passes, the balabasa is not going to eat the food tells man that he has a shabbat. The rabbi is going to tell him it's mutter. It's not a violation of the sacramento. The rabbi doesn't have what the power vested in me. As a rabbi, I say it's mutter. No, it was always mutter. Comes out, it was always mutter. You didn't know that it did. Aloha Maita was always mutter. So that's not called the sacramento. Shabbat is over here. What's by Riyas Mumin? By Riyas Mumin, the Chachamim made a takana that you have to have a Yochid Mumche, you have to have Shlosha Adyotis, if it's an obvious Mum that's Nikir of Mefursim Lako. So they require Dafka Bezdin or Yochid Mumche to Paskin, and you don't just rely on every person. Let's say a Shaila in Hilchos Kashrut. If the Balabas knows the din on his own, he doesn't have to ask the Rabbi a Shaila. If he knows, if he doesn't know, he has to. But over here, the halacha requires you always need a bezin. So maybe over here, it's considered in a certain sense like we as Kohanim b'negat saras. By negat saras, the halacha says, if the Kohen sees that it's a negat saras and it's tameh, and he declares it as such, it only becomes tameh mikanal habo. It's not that it's a gloy Muslim affair that is always tameh. So the time the negat saras to those. No. The Kohen has to give the psak tameh, or the Kohen has to do the seder tahara, and then make it into, make the person tell me a Torah. So that's the shayla over here. Maybe the nature of the takonat chachamim that we require a psak from a yachid mumcha, or bezin sometimes shloshet yoytis, maybe this was instituted parallel to riyas nikoyim. Maybe when a chacham can paskin on his sedeh, that's not makaba patish. It's not that he can't allow boys matter. It's a psak, he's loyal, most matter, he's always mutter. And maybe over here in the rabbanon, the nature of the din with the Rabbanim is that the Chacham Tzak is Matzah the Tzor. In which case, you never had a Paskin on Yontif. You never had a Paskin, let's say, the Behemoth developed a mum before Yontif, and the Balabas didn't have a chance to show it to the rabbi, to the expert, to the Yochid Mumch, until the middle of Yontif. He tells me, this mum developed on Wednesday, I just didn't have a chance to come ask you. The Chacham looks at the mum, he says, that's a mum kavua. So that's the Machlokes HaTanan. If you hold that Riyas Mumin is like Riyas Negoyim, Midirabbanim, that's a Takanim, and a third, it's not. But Midirabbanim, that's a Takanim. So then Riyas Mumin, the Yontif, would be faster for the Chacham to Paskin Mutter. That would be a violation on the second one. So that's the Machlokes of Shimon and Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah is in Beit. The Gemara has another Machlokes. Let's say that the Behemah had a Mum Kavua, Abkor Behemah Torah had a Mum Kavua. And Balabas didn't know that you're supposed to ask the Shaila. You see, he's missing a leg. Missing an eye. So what do you have to ask the Shaila? He didn't know you gotta have your gotta kid. There's no solution. Yes, he didn't know. So he goes and he shafts the baby, and then someone says, hey brother, you're not allowed to eat that baby, you gotta go ask the Shaila. So it's good enough, he goes and he asks the Shaila. The baby is dead already. So do you say the halacha requires you have to have a Shaila, and once they pass in, it's a glory most not there was always kosher. From the time that the mum developed it was mutter, should I say no? The nature of the takana de rabbanan is that they paralleled it. They made it parallel to riyas negoyim. So after you already shech to the animal, then it's too late to have the chacham paskin. Sometimes it's too late because after the animal is dead, you can't tell whether the mum is a mum shavu or mum moira. But sometimes it's a dead giveaway. A leg was broken off. They sawed off a leg, so that didn't change the chaim al hamisa. But what happens if the balabas didn't know he had to ask the shayla? He goes and he shechs the Bechad Be'im Torah that had the leg cut off, and then he has to shayla after it's already geshachna. So the Gemara says there based on that daf, above and base, that that's dependent on the same machlokes as Hatanai. If you're permitted to pass it on Yontif, that means it's like how you are to the Heter, so then the Pesach will be matal and Machreya. So then you can even be matal the Be'im with a Pesach after Shechita. Unless it's an issue, maybe the biology changed. But if you hold like Rav Shimon that the Pesach is what's matal mikanal habo, after the Behemoth is already geshachna, so it's too late to pass it now. So the Gemara now we ask the kasha. Rav Shimon is involved over there. Rav Shimon is the one who holds that you don't send nigudus katzoi by Oichlin and by Kalim. By Eitma Bonim Yafi you do. But by Yochim we came you don't. So the Gemara says, they quote it right in Moses, Shem Shemine Rav Shimon Mata, Amar Rav Shimon Leislei, doesn't offer nigudus katzoi, or Iminu, Rav Shimon says, Kol Shem Umen Nikim Be'er, Vyon Tadeh, Ein Zimin Amuchan. Ein Zimin Amuchan means, he doesn't say also lyrics as a mumin biyantiv. He says two things. Number one, also lachacham lists of mumin biyantiv, because it's like hafrashim sumas and ma'isis and tenisu and the second one. And number two, what is tidiyev? And he went ahead and paskin because ein zemin amuchan. It means muchan is a phrase of mukta versus muchan. He says zem mukta, hareza mukta. So the Gemara asks, why is it Reb Shimon speaking? How can it be Reb Shimon hold ein zemin amuchan? Why? But now the Chacham already paskin that it's a balmum. So why can't I shech the behema now? Why should it be ein zemin amuchan? Why should it be ein zemin amuchan? And not necessarily talking about a case that the mum kavua developed in the middle of Yom Kippur. He even had a mum kavua a week ago, but the balabas was too busy running around for his business. He comes to the Chacham on Yom Kippur, and he tells the Chacham, this mum developed last week. Chacham says, oh, that's a mum kavua. So the Chacham wasn't allowed to say that. He shouldn't have said it on Yom Kippur. But in China, he said it already. So why do you say, Ein Zimin HaMuchan?
why should you say that b'di'evad it remains mukhtar? Why don't you say that b'yorchlim it's mukham le'elav b'avur li'achazman? So the Gemara answers that it's like kos karavash hashes. Reb Shimon is moider that sometimes you do say nigidus katsoi. What is that? By kos karavash hashes, there is no foreseeable li'achazman. See here also, since Reb Shimon, that's what the Gemara answers. And for the Gemara, hachi hashkin is not comparison. By the Nair, we know that every week when you bench lift, the Nair is going to go out after 4 or 5 hours, and almost every week there's a little oil left in the bottle. So the shemen and the kli, the container, the cup, are oichlim and kelim. So oichlim and kelim, amucham ne'aleim, avuli achazman. There is a foreseeable achazman. Oichlim by the Moshe Nair, Moshe Shemesh Shebe Nair, Adam Yoshe Metzatayim, Metzatikov, and Nair. Everybody knows it's going to go out. So we know Beirat Shmash said l'achazman, it won't be mukta. So it's mucha ne'elav avul l'achazman. Abahach over here by the Bechor, is that such a thing? Adav Yashim Mitzap Masi Yipo Bamum? What are you talking about? Of course not. If the mum develops in the middle of Yom Tov, name Aroma, the Balabos, the owner of the animal will probably think number one, the aim of the Nafa Bey Mum. You might talk about a case when the mum develops in the middle of the Yom Tov. They're soon going to tell you, even if the mum developed a week ago, they say, first of all, Mechit Teisa that a mum should happen. In Tipsu, Nafa Bey Mum, the aim of the Nafa Bey Mum Kavua. Maybe it'll only be a mum Kavua. The Tipsu, Nafa Bey Mum Kavua. Even if they already had a mum Kavua from last week. But the Yemen is the punchline. The Yemen is Zakik Lechacham. If Shimon is Shitas, if Shimon holds that it's also to do Riyas Mumin Beyonce. That's another Machlekes of Shimon and Rabbi. If Shimon holds it's also to Lechacham, to Paskin and Yonce. So since the Yemen is Zakik Lechacham, he probably will not get a Chacham to violate the laws of the Torah. The Halacha says, a rabbi is not allowed to Paskin Riyas Mumin Beyonce. Because it's the second money. Because when there are one of the Pesach is only Mata, the Shitas of Hen and the Kamalabo. So that's where Rav Shimon would consider this, like Kos Karavash Hashis, that in this case he would say Nigidus Katsoi. And this the Gemara has a kasha. Must have drawn me back on effect that kasha. The din is the husband has a right sometimes to be made for his wife's nedar. If it's drum shit in other than a libra even nefesh, that's the Mishnah is like that. The husband doesn't have the right to be made for any and every nether, only a limited, restricted area, and very limited. The Mishnah is that keep on limiting it further. Only nidre in a nefesh and drum shit in other than the pashtus is that the same is true regarding nidre bito. And the Torah empowers the father to be made for Nidre Bito Ktana and Naira. It's only been other been on Nidre in the Nefesh. And the Ran and the Dorim on that Terech. Terech also has a machlokes with the Rambam. Is that so? Whether the limitation of Ben Ona Ben Ona in the Nefesh only applies to a wife or even applies to a daughter. Machlokes had to be pshat on the Pasuk in Chumash. Now, Kopan here, the Mishnah is talking about Afaris and Dorim. So Afaris and Dorim is only the Yom Shomom, only on the same day. How do you translate the Yom Shomer? So the Gemara, the very last tikkun Gemara, Masechah Shabbos, the last daf or the last piece of Gemara. The Gemara says there's a machlokes hatanoim, where the haforis nedarim, you have 24 hours from the time that you hear about it. I hear that my wife took a net. I hear at 6:30 in the evening. So the shki is a little after 8, and they say the kav is a little after 9, whatever. So do you say, I have 24 hours, I heard about the net at 6:30 in the evening, I can be making the net until 6:30 next evening. Or do you say, no, you only have till the end of the day. So that's the Gemara has on Kuf Nun Zayin Amin Aleph. That's the Machlekes HaTanoim. One Tana holds that it's Me'esh Le'esh. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Oblos Roshimin Omer Me'esh Le'esh. And we don't pass on that. We pass on a person on Kalayon. So the Gemara says, the man hears on Shabbos afternoon, after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, his wife took a net. See if the din would have been like Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that her first name is Me'ez Le'ez. Husband has until Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, to be made for the Neder. So we should not permit him to be made for the Neder on Shabbos. We should tell him to wait till after Abdullah, to be made for the Neder. Why should we tell him to wait? What's wrong if he's made for the Neder today? Let us suffer a little bit. Why do we recommend you not let him be made for the Neder? There's some kind of an Easter involved, apparently. Either it's an Isad Dabe Dover, an Isad Dabe Dover, Shalayi the Bukha Shoshabis, Kibi Bukha Shoko.
He did it already.
Huh?
But that's all. He did it already.
She took a neder on Wednesday, and he didn't know about it. Yeah. He comes home, and he finds out Shabbat afternoon at 2 o'clock his wife took a neder. He thinks it's ridiculous. It's going to be a neder nefesh of Ben Ola Ben Or. So he wants to be made for the neder. So the Gemara says, if the din would be that he has until Sunday 2 o'clock to be made for the neder, we shouldn't allow him to be made for our Shabbat. Because we don't pass it like that. We pass him, he can only make the neder up until the end of his day, calendaric day. So that's why he's permitted. It's a Shabbat Chag, so he's permitted. And why, if the din is he had the 8th ways, why are you not allowed to be made for the neder on Shabbat? What do we have against being made for the neder? Yeah.
So it's not like it's that. I mean, as opposed to a chacham that said there was never an ender here and it opened over May Karo, that he's making a stack in Kamala Ham.
I mean, maybe it's also be time and second month. But until now, it was Osir and the Kandi Eilech, it's going to be Musa. Okay. So it could be that it's an Easter, it could be a Sinisa Misakin Mona. It could be an Easter Misakin Mona. It's Mata the Easter. The Easter Mikaham Abba goes off. It could be a tenitza mishum dabe dava.
What is the mutter for a chacham?
What is the mutter for?
A chacham to be mutter?
Oh, I think the Gemara is going to talk. A chacham is only allowed to be mutter the neder if it's mutter ha-shabbos. Because the chacham does make a difference whether it's today or tomorrow. The baal makes a difference. The baal won't have an opportunity since we don't pass him the 8th way. If it did, would have been like these two tanaim, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah, Blos Rabbi Shimon, then we would have prohibited the husband from making the neder on Shabbos. Would have talked away till after Shabbos. But because we passed him, our first Yom Kalal Yom, sometimes local, sometimes l'achper. Sometimes you have 23 and a half hours, sometimes you just have 5 minutes for the end of the day. So that's why we allow the husband to make the neder on Shabbos. That's the question. What's wrong with our first neder on Shabbos? That we're out to, we're going after ask our first neder. So it could be it's because Masachin Mona. It could be it's because Zabazova. Shabbos, is there ever a way to be made for Neder without speaking? A person on the Mar says, Eifa Belibo Eila Mufa. He and Belibo have a Zekayim. The Mar says, if the husband is Mekayim the Neder of his wife, the Hakama Belib is good. Once the husband or the father is Mekayim the Neder, then he can't be made. Once he's made, it doesn't have to be, it can't be in time either. Once he does one, the other one is out of the question. So Hakama Balev is a good Hakama. Hafar Balev is no good. So is there any way to be made for without speaking? Hafar Balev is no good. So the Gemara says yes. The Rambam learns in the Gemara and then it's on yes. The Gemara says if the wife took a neder and the husband finds out about it on Shabbos and he only has to the end of the day, so the Mishnah permits the Mishnah during the Shabbos, Kufnim Zayinim and Aleph. We allow the husband to be made for the Neder on Shabbos, even though there's no Torah HaShabbos. He has no choice. If he's not going to be made for today, he won't have a choice after Shabbos. Doesn't have the eighth way. So when you're made for the Neder on the Shabbos, the Gemara says in the end of the Neder, here it says, look, I'm Daf Ayin Zayin, I'm Vav, I'm the base, I'm Zayinim and Aleph in the Neder. The Gemara says there, rather than say, Mufalach, 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 rather than say, I'm Mefer, he doesn't say three times. The Chacham says three times. So that's only Torah about that. Hafar is a Beferish and Chumash, so we don't have to emphasize that. Everybody knows Chumash, but Hafarish Chachamim, the Tzedukim and the Karaim never accepted it. But we do accept it, so it says in Shulchanot, that we say three times for emphasis, to demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah about that. But if the husband is made for the net, he doesn't say three times, he only says one. So if the husband is going to say Mufalach, so the Gemara says there's going to be an issue of Dabed Dova. So it's preferable he shouldn't do the hafar on Shabbos in Derech Shemeitah B'chol. He shouldn't say Mufalach in order not to violate Dabed Dova. What was her neder? She took a neder not to eat challah, so he should force his wife to eat challah. What was her neder? She took a neder not to eat the potatoes, so he should force his wife, he should give her some potatoes, say, sweet and fine, I want to eat those potatoes. So the Rambam says, Rambam translates the pasuk in Chumash like this: "Mehene yoni aviha otra." What is, how do you translate the word "mehene yoni"? So the Rambam learns "hano" and "hafara" are not identical. "Hafara" is a declaration, "bufalach," and "hano" means he forces her to violate the Yisrael. He doesn't have to break her head. He encourages her to violate the Yisrael, so that's the equivalent to "hafara." He says, "On Shabbos, it is." Considerations are correct. There's two reasons why we should have prohibited half-person dogs. Number one is that it's Yibata B'Yisra Mikana Labon, so it's like Misakin Mana. And secondly, it should be a problem of Dabba Dabba. Even so, we Paskin La'alocha, how far is the dorm is only at Sof Hayom, so we're makel, that you can be makel in the dorm on Shabbos. You don't tell him to wait till after Shabbos. If he waits till after Shabbos, he won't be able to make it. So when he does the hafar on Shabbos, so the Gemara says at the end of the dorm, tell him not to say the Shabbos Olach. Tell him he should encourage us to eat it. So that's another way. The Rambam says that's another route of being the same effect as hafara. Instead of doing the oral declaration of Ibn Dabba Dover, he does Hanor. But according to the other Tanoim who hold that Hafaras and Dorim is Meislais, we wouldn't even allow him to do a Hanor on Shabbos. Because that's also Yimata the Isis, that's an Isis of Mesach and Mana. So we'll tell him, wait till after Shabbos is over, and then we make it another. So both considerations are correct. I mean by Hatoras and Dorim, right, by Hatoras and Dorim. First we were explaining by Hatoras. And then the Mishnah says Hatoras and Dorim is taken not permissible on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. It's only the Mishnah says in Shalom Dam Shem Hatorah on Shabbos. Because why should you be Mata Neder on Shabbos? You should be Mata on the weekdays. Hatorah, you won't have a chance on the weekdays. But Hatoras and Dorim, we only permit Hatoras and Dorim on Shabbos if it's Lashorah HaShabbos. Yeah. So why should Lashorah HaShabbos, why is it awesome? They say one consideration is like ain't done in the Shabbos.
Well, shouldn't
it be like a sack of lava?
The
more telling
that it's
over
Isaac
HaRapha,
it was
just in the Galah,
it was never here.
Not exactly. There is the Rashba and the Dorim quotes one opinion that whenever the Bezna is matter the nether, Isaiah Pesach, from the Ikra Din, you don't even need Hataras and Dorim. Only for Hataras and Dorim is the Rabbanim. So that's not the generally accepted opinion. What do you mean? Mamash HaTois and Kolat HaRakula. HaTois and Kolat HaRakula, they sent out wedding invitations and he marches down the aisle and the girl had such a thick veil, he didn't realize that they switched the wrong sister. That's not the one. That's a Kiddush HaTois. A guy buys an automobile and it doesn't work. That's a Mecca choice. He buys potatoes and they're all wormy, they're all rotten, whatever. He buys flesh and it's mamela. It's trefa. So that's a Mecca choice. But this is a nether b'toyes. The guy took a nether and he didn't realize at the time that he took the nether how miserable he's going to be by observing the nether. And if he would have really realized that, then he would have, how difficult it would have been, he would never have taken the nether. That's called a net of the torah. So we assume that it's only a net of the torah if the desert passions like that. The Rashba quotes in the Dorim one opinion, in the second parak in the Dorim, he quotes one opinion that in the Torah you don't need a hatara. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. There are sometimes a net of the torah that you don't need a hatara, not in the Torah, not in the Rabbanah. The Mishnah has a case, let's say I come into my home, my house is locked, I come into the home, I open up all the three locks. I find the people up partying. They took out all the ice cream and all the potato chips and they're eating everything. I say, I make a letter, everything is awesome, achila and everybody. Then I take off my glasses and I realize that's my wife and my children. I didn't realize it's my mother, my father, my sister, the whole family is eating. So, mamash a mistake, if I would have realized I wasn't wearing my glasses, if I would have realized who it is, that's mamash a mistake. So then the Mishnah says, you don't need the hasara to die. That's your case, mamash a mistake, you don't need a hasara to die. But the guy gives us up shekel, he said, if I would have realized it was going to be so difficult, but you know in advance what it means. He took a net and not eat potatoes. It means no more children for the rest of your life. You know what that means? There's no choice. There was a choice. You didn't realize how uncomfortable it's going to be, but you knew what you were doing. You knew what you were doing, that's not the same. So we assume that that's a stretch. The Torah about there allows the Bezdin to declare that it's a net of a choice and there can't be a net of a It's with the stretch that we declare it as a net of a choice. Yes, so why do we say that if the need for the Torah's norm is not relevant for Shabbos, we can not allow the Mata Neder? We can say that one consideration is that it's Misakin Mana. The Bezdin is Mata Neder. Not the same as Paskining on a chicken. Paskin on chicken is not what the power vested in them. Here, Taka Bezdin declares that the nether is a nether of the Torah. The Bezdin is declaring it. If Bezdin doesn't declare, it doesn't become Muta Me'elo. By the kashrus issue, it's Muta Me'elo. If the guy knows the din is Muta Me'elo. So you can say one consideration is that it's Misakim Manim and the Rabbanim. Another consideration you could say is Ein Donim B'Shabbos and Yom Tov Zeir Hashem Yisov. So you can say, since you need a Bezin for Hataras Nadorim, so it's a violation of Ein Donim. Okay. But if it's Lutzar HaShabbos, then we permit it. Then the third, the Mishnah Berurah says, the third consideration is an Iser of Dabadorah. So when the Bezin says, Mutzah, they have to say three times. Mutzalach, 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 doesn't show enough here a day. Bezin says three times because this is all purely Torah Shabbat. So we want to emphasize that we subscribe to the third about there. So that's an issue of Dabadorah. So there may be three considerations. So the Mari Esakashi, if in the middle of in the beginning of Shabbos, the woman was banned by a nether, name of the woman was banned by a nether. So they weren't allowed to eat that food. So that food was Muktzeh L'Achila. Muktzeh L'Achila. Is that called Muktzeh L'Achila? Food that she's not allowed to eat because she took a nether. Food that I'm not allowed to eat because I took a nether. So it's Muktzeh L'Achila. It's interesting. So then in the middle of Shabbos, the husband is making the nether, or the bezin is mopping the nether. So it says that now they're allowed to eat. At the end of the day, the Torah HaShabbos. That's the understanding. If the bezin is only mopping the Torah HaShabbos, means in Kalamabah they're allowed to eat the food. But the Gemara asks Akasha, we talk, can leave out that Shimon. Forget about what Rav Shimon holds, but we talk like Rav Yudah that you say Migud is Tatsoi. We all like Rav Shimon by Chitim Loisa that it's not Mukta, but we hold whatever was Mukta the Tchilos Ayom, that there's Moshe Shemesh in the air, so we hold that you say Migud is Tatsoi. So why don't you say Migud is Tatsoi over here, that even if the father, the husband will be made for the nether, it still won't help. That's the Gemara's Akash. Masim Rami Bacham. That's the Akash and then Rovam Abed. He quotes the Mishnah on the last stop and then the fifth to the very last Mishnah. If ever done the Shabbos, even if it's not the Torah HaShabbos. Because he has no choice. If he waits till after Shabbos, he's only won't be able to make for the nether. The Nishon, when he's done Shem and Torah HaShabbos, the Nishon means HaTorah Nidorim, to a Chacham. It's called Nishal. Why is it called HaNishal L'Chacham? Nishal. Apparently, the Balaneda has to come to Eretz that he wants HaTorah Nidorim. But the Bezin is sitting and watching the way the guy takes the nether. The guy takes the nether, he's not going to drink any more wine for the rest of his life. Same b'chol bein b'shabbos. So the Bezin is sitting, they say, Mutalach, 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 that's ridiculous. You don't realize what you're talking about. You don't come Shabbos, Yomtiv, Pesach, Arba Kaisis, you're off your mind. Mutalach, Mutalach, you don't realize what you're getting. But he didn't ask for HaTorah. So the thing is that the heifer is not cow. It's not like a shy line of chicken. Even if I didn't ask you, but if you say it's mutter, it says in the other day it's mutter. Mutter is mutter. But then it's got, the stock is a good stock, even if I don't ask when it comes to kashas, a taras hamishpat. But when it comes to a taras and zarin, it's not just that Bezin is mavar that there was a neder b'tarsis. It's only if he requests of them, if he's initial a chacham, he's initial al neder, and then the Bezin is nizkak to him. If he asks the mashayla, then they pass it as mutter, so then the reka neder may cry, it's a special thing. So that's why the Mishnah uses the Ezra Ha'Solomachik used to say. Why is it called Nishol and Renador? So Nishol and Renador and Shabbos. Take more of the Amai. Why does it help in either case? Why does it help if their husband is made for the nether, if the Bezin is mad for the nether? Lame or once lame again in the Mizaki Klebal. Once you say Migid is Katsoy. They're asking within Rav Shimon. They could have asked simply within Rav Yudah. We pass like Rav Yudah, they say Migid is Katsoy. So how can we hold to that mission? There's more want to ask the kasha, even a bigger kasha. Even if you hold like Rav Shimon, that you don't say Migiris Kasoi, but by Kos Karav HaShoshes, he do say. So Miyemen, the Mizak and Klei Balshin, make it like Kos Karav HaShoshes. You might want to make a knockout kasha. So it's a good kasha even without that. It's a kasha loch lamaisa. Because we talk in Migiris Kasoi, like Rav Yudah, even without Kos Karav HaShoshes, one should say Migiris Kasoi. So the Gemara says the answer to the kasha is Kidi Rav Pinchos. I'm Rav Pinchos, may the Rav call on the Deres, Adas Bailahi no Deres. The first kasha was from Masir in the door. The next kasha is going to be for the next man, the Nishalim in the Dharm Shabbat. Because the brackets really doesn't belong to us. They put in brackets the Nishalim in the Dharm Shem with Dharm Shabbat. They should just say Masir in the Dharm Shabbat, period. That's the kasha. And then Toshma, the next kasha is going to be for the next line in the Mishnah. But the first kasha was this. If the wife took a nether, the wife of the daughter took a nether, and the husband of the father is made from a nether in the middle of Shabbos, then you don't say Migiris Katsoi. So the question is, why not? Then the answer is, Rav Pinchas comes to the rescue. Well, how did they answer the question? chal on a teres, I'll not fire him a teres. How does that solve the problem? So I seem to remember the Rav Soloveitchik gave a knockout shot in his Gemara based on the Gman Gittin Daf Pei Gimel. Gman Gittin has a machlekes hatanoim. If a man gives a guest to his wife, he says, Harei Megoresh is the man of Harei Megoresh of Cholotim Chutz Mitzlaim. You can marry anybody you want, but not that guy. He doesn't give us permission to marry that guy. So we ask him that there is no such thing, that the guest is not chal. The guest is not chal, and it's only if I'm a Kohen, a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. Even if a Kohen divorced his own wife, he's not allowed to be married his own wife. So what if I'm a Kohen and I gave my wife such a cockeyed guest, Harei Megoresh is married, Harei Megoresh of Cholotim Chutz Mitzlaim? So in such a case, the get is only valid to after the kohunas. If the husband is a kohen, he's not allowed to be named with his wife. So now he has to give her a good get. Because the get that he gave is meaningless, and it's only enough of the get. It's only meaningful to the extent that it after the kohunas. That's called isha grusha misha loikoch. So that's the way we talk. And the Tanna Rav Lezer disagrees. Lezer says no. She's materical chalad, and she's not still explaining. Gemara quotes a writer that says like this. The first husband, Anir, was married to his wife. He gives her to the Chalotim Chutz Mitzlaim. So she can't marry Plain. She has another million Jews in the world to go marry her. So she marries someone. The next husband that she married gives her a gift. And he says, Ari Mataris, the Chalotim, period. The Chalotim. So the Gemara says, Moide Rav Lezer, once the second husband gives her a gift, now she's Mataris to Plain also. But the first husband gave her a get Christmas plane, so she's not allowed to marry plane. She's allowed to marry anybody but plane. She goes and she marries somebody. And then the second husband gives her a get, but now she didn't marry plane. So the Gemara says, that doesn't make any sense. All the Tanaim said, we can't accept Rav Lezer's opinion because it's not logical. How can it be? The husband who marries a wife, Arthur Zakuli Alma Kehegdish, Ariam Kudeshisli, Arthur Zakuli Alma, so he has the right to give a get. Who are you saying? Who am I here? He's the one who created the issue. He was the one who makes the heaven. But Echmatin is the Oyser is a matir. The woman is not allowed to marry Plenty because of her first husband. When he married her, he said, Reab Mekudesh. When he gave her a get, he said, Reab Mekudesh is Christmas Plenty. So Plenty is still under the issue of Reab Mekudesh. From the first husband, Reab Mekudesh is after the Plenty. Now she marries her second husband, one of the other million and one people in the world. She marries somehow. Then the second husband gives her a get. No strings attached. So now she's even allowed to marry plainly. The Gemara, the Tanaim argue with Rav Lezer. Shimon ben Elazar argues with Rav Lezer. He says, how can that be? Ech matin is the oyser, is their matir. It can't be. The oyser is the first husband when he said Harayat Mekudeshesli so many years ago. And the matir is the second husband. Yes, the matir is Easter. The Gemara says, Valoi, Barei, HaFaret Nazar. We do it all the time. The wife takes a neder. And the husband is made for the neder. Hareza oisav is a matter. The Gemara says, "No hasam kedira pinchas nishmei derava kol an aderes al das bayli hino aderes." So what was the answer? The Gemara seems to say that the hatoras nedarim of hafora, the heter of hafora, is considered built into the neder. Whenever a woman takes a neder, built in is al das bayli hino aderes. She reserves the right that if the husband was made for the neder, he can be made for the neder. So Rav Soloveitchik saw that that's the pshat over here, the same as by tevel. So he quotes over here. The Gemara says before that by tevel, you don't say migdus katzoy. That's a mem gimel amar aleph. The second place is a mem gimel amar aleph goes on the Gemara. Tevel, the Gemara says, there's no isur mabatul chiyum mechanan. If I put a container under a tevel that's leaking, there's no isur mabatul chiyum mechanan. The Gemara says, why not? I bet the container is going to become a bus from Zalah Hasan. The Gemara says, Tevel Mukhan Hu Eitzel Shabbos. The Taisa says, what do you mean Mukhan? Tevel is Mukhan, it's nice like that. No, Taisa says, it means that you don't say Mabatul Kli Mechana because you don't say Migadis Katsoi. The din of Migadis Katsoi doesn't apply. Doctor, why doesn't Migadis Katsoi apply? The Taisa says, yes, because they don't understand. Taisa gets stuck, they don't understand. Why don't you say Migadis Katsoi? The observation suggested, you don't say Migadis Katsoi by Tevel because the whole, what Migadis Katsoi means like project into the future. Whatever is Tevel, whatever is Muktzin, beginning of Shabbos, should remain Muktzin throughout Shabbos. So Tevel has a built-in heter. In order that Tevel should be Oster, you have to say, Oymed Lahafrasha. If it wouldn't be Einar Mahafrosh, it wouldn't be able to, not only would the Yisra Tevel not begin in the first place, the Yisra Tevel wouldn't be able to be retained. We need Einar Mahafrosh to create the Yisra Tevel. I mean, he required, that's the second step, is the Machlaitis of Hashem. And apparently, that's the Rav Soloveitchik learned in the Gemara. The Gemara is telling us we need Einar Mahafrosh to retain the Yisra Tevel. So since built into the Yisra Tevel is the Hafrasha, the concept of Hafrasha, otherwise there wouldn't have been an Yisra Tevel, they can't project the Mukta into the future. You can't say on such an Yisra that has a built-in Hefer, you can't apply the principle of being in his custom. The Rav Reishi saw it, that's the Pshat over here. Call it Naderes, although it's Vailahi Naderes, what does it mean? The Gemara said in Gittin that it's not a violation of the rule of Echmatina Dorisim Zabata. Why? Because it's a built-in Hefer into the Yisra Neder. Oh, whenever the Yisra has a built-in Hefer, then you can't, then you don't apply the principle of Migadis Katsoy to Beinash Moshe. Because Migadis Katsoy means I project the status of Mukta into the future. You can't, because here the Mukta is based on the Yisra of Neder, and Neder always has a built-in Hefer of Hafrosha, of Haforah. Since there's a book in Heth of Abba Forest, so you can't project it into the future. So they don't say, Ligat is Katsoi by Neder. So I just hear it, the bubble. Why should it be? Why should it be Mukta? The Gemara says later, if the farmer is Makhish Truma, and the farmer is not a Koyin, he's not allowed to eat Truma. But the Gemara says the Truma is not Mukta because he can feed it to a Koyin. Even though he can't eat it, he can feed it to the Koyin. So this woman took a net and not to eat potatoes. But she's serving the potatoes to the husband and to the rest of the family. So it's not Mukta. So what's the shaila of the Gemara in the first place? Let it be Mukta. We should say Nigiris Katsoi. What kind of a Mukta? Where does Mukta come in here? So Tosis gives two answers. Interesting. So little Tosis. Mi ema de mezak. Ve apa gab de perish erad me amen muktam in yatil to the chaz of the shah b'nei adam. Rebbe Kivegi refers it to the Gemara by the Truma. Because the Truma, even the basis shows so it's not mukta because he can feed it to the Kayin. So it's not mukta l'achila. It's not mukta l'atil. So Tosis gives two answers. The one answer is the woman took and the potatoes belong to her. And she made a kainim klali. She made a netter klali. I offered the potatoes on everybody. There's two kinds in the dark. I can take a netter. I will not eat potatoes. That's a shvuah. The way I said it's a shvuah. Netter shvuah. For our purposes, it does make a difference. I can take a netter shvuah that I will not eat potatoes, and I can make a netter. My potatoes are asa machila on everybody. Whoever eats it is on the a netter. I can't answer your potatoes on you. I can't answer your potatoes on somebody else. Eidu the most adavish eidu shaloi alachem. Or the most adavish eidu shaloi alachem. Or the most adavish eidu shaloi alachem. And the most adavish eidu shaloi alachem. So Tosfos gives the second answer. Tosfos is that she made a kind of klali over here. You're not married perish shaloi basasal l'chalot. She made a kind of klali. She acted it on everybody. That's the second answer. So this talk at the beginning of Shabbos, it was mukta to everybody. No one had a right to eat it. The first answer of Tosfos is questionable, though. First answer of Tosfos, they say, you're right, that it won't be mukta the tiltul. As long as it's mukta for somebody to eat it, even for me, I'm not allowed to eat it, so it won't be mukta the tiltul, but it will still be mukta l'achila for me. That's a chiddush, that such a thing exists. It's mukta, there's something that's only also for me and mukta for you. So it will remain mukta, it will be mukta l'achila for me. And I should say, Migadis Katsoi. That's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that is considered mukta. Also for me, that's the Yisra Neder. And the Yisra Neder should make it mukta also. And I should say, Migadis Katsoi. So the Ritva picks on the Tosfos, the new Ritva, the real Ritva. He asks, how does Tosfos know that the din of Migadis Katsoi flies if it's only mukta for one person? I'm not sure if that's all he's asking. Maybe he's asking, how does Tosfos know the klal that it's mukta? The Ritva, the way he says in the Ritva, he says, how do you know that you say Migadis Katsoi if it's only mukta for one person? He could have asked another question. How do you know that it's mukta for that person? It's asa mitam neder. Who says in addition to the fact that it's asa mitam neder, it's also mukta? I don't know. Chiddush that Tosfos says the Gemara can be understood in two ways. Either the Gemara's question, why don't you say Migadis Katsoi? The answer was, you don't say Migadis Katsoi because Kalan Aderes Al Das Bali Aderes. But in posing the question, what was the question? So the second shot Tosfos gave is Nifa. The Mishnah even talks about a case where the woman made a kind of klala. She acted the net on everybody. So the takan looks to the tilfel also. But the first chat says, was no, she took a kind of prati. She only took a net that she won't eat the potato. The muktzah l'tiltel it won't be, because other people can eat it, but it's muktzah l'achila for her. And you should say migdas, and the Gemara was asking a question, you should have said migdas katsoi and the muktzah l'achila. Achila. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Sunday morning we have time to learn. What time is the big parade? This Sunday? Next Sunday? What is the parade?
This Sunday.
This Sunday. What time? Not 10 o'clock in the morning. People have time to learn, 10 o'clock in the morning.